pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program. And I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
This is Lunatic Radio.
This is the biggest sausage fest on earth.
It's the International House of Sausage.
Kieran.
Comparing Buffalo to Ottawa is like comparing shit.
Rocket.
Take it. Oh, Rocket's the best.
That's right.
Give it to me.
Say my name, bitch.
And a host of others.
I'm not like ignoring the issues at hand. It's just, you know, I'm a fat idiot that needs to sleep.
I know how to handle horse.
I don't want to watch my friend make out with someone, but at the same time, there's nothing else to do.
This is the Lunatic Radio.
All right, kids, let's make a scene. Just hold each other's hands, suck each other's dicks. We're going to get through this together.
I'm just a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses me.
Just fucking do the show.
What up, everybody? Here we are.
Hey, everybody, it's Lunatic Radio!
West
Coast.
Broadcasting live from the New Media Expo in Ontario, California. It is a lunaticradio.com show, everybody.
Does anyone care?
I'm Kieran, that's Rock.
Hi!
This is my gorilla brother.
What up? Fat Kev loves cornflakes!
Holy Christ, was that loud.
He doesn't need a microphone. I think I don't need a microphone. He doesn't need a microphone.
Emails at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202. Loon, that's 206-202-5256.
I love that hotline.
We love the people when they call the drunk call hotline. We should have done that last night, by the way.
Oh.
We did Laguna Beach!
Right, Kev. You are a gorilla.
He doesn't need a microphone. Are you actually reading that, Kev?
Right.
I like pictures.
It's got good pictures.
We got a lot to do on the radio program today. We're going to be talking about the time we spent here in Ontario so far. It's been a good time.
Sure it has.
The guys that you broadcast are cool dudes.
They're great dudes.
They're still wondering what the hell they got themselves into.
Sorry.
Like, Christ.
They have no idea what this day is going to bring them.
So, right.
Before we get in too much trouble, you broadcast, host your own live internet talk radio or music show, youbroadcast.com, folks. Get it or suck Nimrod.
Yeah, we're going to try to keep the show clean today.
Right.
Fuck that.
Thank you, Kev.
Sound effects.
Toilet humor.
Toilet humor.
Yeah. So, I don't know what we're doing. We're just going to chill out.
Well, why don't we... Where's your show prep? That fantastic show prep.
My
thing.
Show prep.
Where is it? It's already gone.
Of, about a case of Coors Light yesterday. And all my brain cells now just drowned in alcohol. Kev has 2 brain cells, by the way, and they're both very busy right now.
2 brain cells. One's Coors, the other one's Light.
Yeah. We have a studio audience, which is
great.
Yeah,
this is amazing.
Lovely.
People actually showed up for this.
A lot of fans from around the country have joined us.
Sexy
Connecticut
bitches.
Jay, I believe, is the farthest, right? He's from Connecticut.
Yeah,
Jay,
he's a big winner. He already left.
He's off somewhere. Jenny Blowjob's in the house. She'll be joining us on the radio program soon enough.
Yeah, and hopefully
sure
guests.
I think she's smoking marijuana back at the Marriott, but...
popping pills,
get
whatever.
Get to that later.
She was destroyed.
And joining us on the program, what's the deal with Carmella Bing?
From what... That's all you care about.
That's Bing. All I want. Carmella Bing, adult film star, is going to be joining us on the radio program, right?
John's got his own soundboard off in
there. Carmella Bing's going
to Carmella
be
Bing is supposedly, they contacted Jenny this morning and everything's a goo.
And Trina Michaels
as
well.
Hey, yes. If I rub one out to either one of these girls?
Right here at the Expo, Kev?
I might have to.
Feel free, Kev needs to release.
That'll be amazing. Yes. He'll be jackhammering later, yes.
Absolutely.
All right, so Carmella Bing, Trina Michaels, and I believe Brianna Love. 3 adult film stars. Amusement parks. They are amusement parks. We love talking about chicks in amusement parks. I hear Echo Rock.
I love the adult film star title you're giving. They're porn stars, dude. They're porn stars.
Right, but it's nice to
adult,
call them
adult. What's that, adult?
You know.
Like when you're 13, you're whacking one out to them, dude. I'm a teenager. Why can't they be?
They're porn stars.
Bro,
I don't even know what you're talking about.
What's up with that?
No, it's a nicer way to put it.
That's
you know, you
want
to show some respect to the adult film stars. owners. You don't want to call them.
I want to give a shout out to the Mocha Lattes.
Who is? They're not. They're really nice people, and they'll be joining us on the radio program. You can check them out. Trina Michaels, TrinaMichaels.com. Carmella Bing on the MySpace there. She's all over it.
I want to take my clothes
and
off for money.
And BriannaLoveXXX.com.
Are we doing a show?
Yes, we are, Rob.
All right.
I was going to get to the first topic at hand.
Topic at hand!
Which was Rockets, New York Mets. I know we're out here on the West Coast doing the Expo deal. And,
the Amazons.
Trying to figure out what the what's going on with the Expo, by the way.
The Amazons.
And Rocket is fixated on the Mets. The Mets were up, what, 14 and a half games?
They were up 6.5.
At least.
As far as September 13th, they were up 6.5.
Uh-huh.
And right now, they're a game behind
they're
the
down
Phillies.
One. Way to go, Rocket.
Down one to Mets? The Phillies.
Yeah, season's not over, sir.
Hey, who's got the wild card? Who's got the wild card nationally?
Right now, the Padres.
Oh, that sucks.
But more importantly, West Virginia lost last night.
Oh,
how do you feel about
West
them,
Virginia
apples?
Got spanked.
How do you feel about them, apples, sir?
How about go F yourself,
ooh,
my friend?
Caution, watch that language.
You know what? So, Rocket, what we're getting to is Rocket and I are very upset with the whole entire state of Florida.
We don't like Florida today. So, Florida.
Let me ask you a question. How many criminals do you think are on South Florida?
Criminals.
On South Florida? Criminals?
Many?
Or in South Florida?
No, on South Florida. Seriously.
I'm hearing an echo.
Yeah, because it's the fucking, the Ustream.
I'm sure there are a lot of criminals in South Florida, Kevin.
South Florida football team needs convicts to win games.
Right.
Period.
Gangbangers with speed.
That's it. Gangbangers with speed. Maybe a little cocaine, maybe a little something.
The entire state of Florida sucks, and that's pretty much what we're getting to.
That's our new fight. That's the new Lunatic Radio fight.
We were attacking China a couple of weeks ago.
We're done with China.
They
gave up.
They blocked our radio show from broadcasting in China, so we killed China with a can of Raid. The entire country with a can of Raid. Unbelievable.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
I'm just saying it. Jenny is the sensation here.
Yeah. Hey, Jen, how do you feel?
Very small Asian people in China.
They're tiny.
How about a little shout out to Mad Beats?
We like him. He's a security guard
Mad
today.
Beats.
Look at him.
In the house. Yes, we have a live studio audience, and it's lovely. They're all taking pictures.
Everybody's bored already.
People are walking by the broadcast table wondering why they...
Why?
They, have a retard speaking on a microphone. I don't know what to say. Can we, be dirty?
Yeah,
what words can we say, Ray? You're the boss.
Shit, fuck, cock, suck.
Thank you.
Penis.
I like how you go down.
Vagina.
Without the penis.
I like the vagina.
What's this?
The vagina.
Kevin's pretty much covered everything that you can not say, but since it's been said, let's just go ahead and run with it.
Not only did the Mets lose to the Marlins yesterday to drop a game back to the Fighting Phillies of Philadelphia.
Oh, my God.
But the Mets were up 8-0.
Stop.
The
Are they really
today.
Losing?
And
oh, God. No, he's not. He's kidding. I almost had a heart attack.
Ryan Scott says they're losing. Is that not true?
They better not be.
Hold on. I'm getting an update right here.
Fat Kev has toys.
Fat Kev knows how to use the internet.
I love that Rock is such a Mets fan.
What now?
And his team's been in first place the entire baseball season. It was a foregone conclusion.
Probably on paper.
The Mets were going to make the postseason. And now they're not. And the Yankees are pretty.
It's the toughest division in
all of
baseball.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. American League East is the best.
No, it's not.
Are you kidding me?
After the Red Sox.
One of those teams in that division could win
what
any other league.
Play
I
in
swear
the
to God.
That Kev just got interesting.
I want to kick your ass, Rocket, right now. I might come across this table and knock you in the throat.
In the throat? Not the head.
No, the throat.
All right. So the Mets, first place the entire season. Major league season.
11-0 Mets. 11-0 Mets.
11-0 Mets. And why is it going to be 11?
Season's not over. Oh, that's right.
Why is it going to be 11?
11.
The number 11 can go F itself, by the way. If you're not a listener of the radio program, you have no clue what I'm talking about.
Yeah, 11.
Right.
Mike Capello checking in the chat room. This just in, Mets just picked up Dane Cook, 7th round draft.
Really? So they're looking.
Dane Cook.
They're looking.
Is he playing shortstop?
Yeah. Hey, at least he's good. He's a good
shortstop. By the way, what does the crowd think of Dane Cook's new?
How do we like Dane Cook?
No.
You thumbs like up, Dane Cook?
Thumbs down.
Ugh.
Boo. A little boost from the crowd. No one really interested in Dane Cook.
No one's really
like
interested
Dane
in this.
Cook. I think Dane Cook's a good guy.
By the way, Heat fans here.
He is.
Yeah.
He's escaped.
Out of Cuba. Congrats, buddy.
Congrats. He's been swimming for 4 months.
He's out of captivity.
All the places to go, you go to Ontario. That sucks.
He's been swimming for 4 months, dude. Seriously. Get in the boat.
Dying.
Get in the boat.
Get in the boat. All right.
Well, I don't
Raider Nation sucks.
Who is Raider Nation?
Right there.
What is this?
Oh, there we go.
Oh, it's McCool. Yeah. That's what I'm calling him. It's
a lot
McCool.
Of people here. All right. So what are we doing on the radio program today, Rock?
I think we're just going to make fun of people as they walk by.
Other than Sweet. The porn stars. We're going to talk to Ray Garcia, our boss.
That's right. We'll talk to you. You'll talk to the new broadcast guys as well.
We'll have Jenny Blow jump on. I'm sure Kev will be roaming around. Kev, by the way, is 6 beers deep and he's drinking at the expo.
Six. Like 8 beers deep.
The only person drinking at the expo is my alcoholic brother.
A little Jenny Q's feed me, man. It's sweet.
So it's Kier Rock at the expo in Ontario, California.
You like the candy, right? Dude came in taking some candy. He likes the candy. Take a new broadcast. You can't just take candy and not take something.
People, we have a thing.
What's your name, scumbag?
I love the kill over.
Brian, you keep on giving me these lines. You kill him. No hitter underway for this amazing seventh inning.
That guy just took candy and walked away.
Silly.
There was a guy who just came over. We were doing a live broadcast.
He was kind of scary.
Stole some candy and just left without saying a word.
He's kind of scary.
What's your name, scumbag?
Look at him. Exactly. He's chopping on that candy like it's fucking nobody's business.
He's got blonde hair.
He hasn't eaten in like 2 months.
Who are we talking about?
Kind of looks like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Who are we talking about?
He might be the Unabomber. That could be the Unabomber right there.
Shade-dizzle.
He's right there. You see him?
Where?
He's in that plaid shirt with the jeans right there.
They just stole candy and left without saying thank you.
Yeah,
sir.
He
stole, candy, didn't come back and say nothing.
Candy thief.
He needs a new broadcast postcard.
What the hell did you do?
Yeah, you stole our candy.
Asshole.
All right, so let's take a break. It's lunaticradio.com.
Try to
broadcast
do a show.
Live from Ontario, California, everybody. What a mess. We're hungover. Come back, try to do some stuff. Carmelo Bing, Trina Michaels joining us on the radio program, along with Brianna Love, I believe, who is just simply beautiful.
Hot. I want to touch her boobies.
And we'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Carmela Bing, and you're listening to the Lunatic Radio Show.
Just hang with us on the phone for a second. Go ahead, Simon, if you want to go.
Yeah.
Simon's getting up. He's going to go be the first contestant in the peeing contest on the lunaticradio.com show. Simon, when you get in here, when you start peeing, don't talk so we can actually all hear it and I can time it out.
We'll see what Carmela thinks of the quality.
I want to hear his tinkle.
You will.
Hold on 1 second there, Carmela. All right, I'm potting it up. It's very loud. Can you hear that, Carmela? Hold on 1 sec, Simon. Don't do anything. Carmela, can you hear that?
Yes, I can hear something. It sounds like a shower.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very loud.
Okay.
All right.
Check one.
Don't say anything, you big goof.
Just.
All right. When you feel the need, go ahead and begin, Simon. And I will record your time. And we're off. Carmela Bing on the radio program on the phones listening to Simon P. He is up to 10 seconds, everybody. Oh, we almost had a little second win. We are at 20 seconds, everybody. Let's see. Do you think he'll break 35? Carmela's listening. We are at 35 seconds, everybody. Simon is peeing. This is the peeing contest. For time, he's at 40. He's at 40. Do I hear 50?
Carmela's liking this.
We are at 50 seconds, everybody. Simon, the champion. God, he's at a minute 15.
Oh, he's lighting us.
What?
25.
Oh,
there's no way. He's done. A minute 31, Simon
what
T.
the
Ford.
Fuck?
Unbelievable. Make sure you wash your hands, you mule.
Fucking. Hey, Kieran.
Shut up. I'm turning off his microphone. Simon.
Just, what the fuck?
That was unbelievable.
That was like Carmella being like luck right there. A little assistance.
Carmella, what'd you think of that?
That was incredible.
Whoa, we got incredible out of a porn star.
Well, just to let you know, Carmella, Simon is a big dude. He's 6'7", and he's probably got a hammer that's at least a foot long.
Can you afford you back to back, or what? How do you sit that much?
I don't know. Is he human?
Is he human? We have been drinking a lot of water for this, so.
That is unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Hold on. Just applaud Simon. Carmella, if you can, applaud Simon.
I think this competition's over.
It's
Hey, Carmella, that would have been really awkward if we were doing, like, a golden shower scene.
You would have drowned the poor girl.
We would have had to give you, like, one of those little scuba masks.
Yeah, I know. Carmella would have been just swimming in urine.
Oh, my God.
Hey, this is Bella Donna, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com show.
Thank you, Bella.
That was a classic.
It was awesome. Perfect.
You know, I usually fuck up on those things, but I was like, not this time. I won't do it.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then UBroadcast is for you. UBroadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the UBroadcast Player. The UBroadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the UBroadcast Station Manager. The UBroadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to ubroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.ubroadcast.com.
And now back to the LunaticRadio.com show.
Here we go.
We suck.
What up, everybody?
How fitting.
It is the LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break.
Wait. Oh, there it is. Thank you. I thought everyone gave up already. Like,
make some noise.
The show's
proud.
Done.
Ooh.
Fire!
All right, everybody. It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Kier Rock. Chilling out on the West Coast. West Coast riding.
West Coast!
At the New Media Expo in Ontario, California. Thanks to TPXRadio.com, TPSRadio.net, and the guys at UBroadcast. We're hanging out, Rock, just chilling out. Live audience. Kev's drinking, my brother.
He's making his rounds.
And we're joined on the mic right now by our boss.
Our boss, the big man.
The richest man in internet radio. Ray Garcia, everybody. Welcome to the program.
What's happening, guys?
How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. It's been a good weekend.
All right, thanks.
All right.
And I'm done.
Next guest.
About exciting as a cinder block.
I tell you, easily, we are the best booth going here today.
I like that.
We are the best booth going here, but I tell you what, the booth across, what is that booth over there?
What's that camp?
Podkive.
Podkive.
There's some pretty ladies over there.
What are they? They're called booth babes.
That's right.
The technical term is booth babes.
Podkive has booth babes.
Booth babes.
Kev, we're on the radio.
Kev.
Kev giving his input.
Kev, if you...
Kev got something to say, don't need mic.
No, Kev said something to me off mic.
Now, we do have a wireless mic. We got to get him to use.
He's going over to talk to the girl at Podkive.
Look at the rack.
She's an African American lady.
Beautiful lady. Beautiful lady.
Just, she's got pillow cushions on her chest.
I just want to lay down.
Unbelievable.
My goodness.
Kev's looking down at her chest.
They look like they have air valves.
He's pulling. He's not even reading.
He's acting like he's reading a piece of paper, but he's actually checking out the rack.
By the way, my brother can't read, so.
The page is upside down.
Yeah, so there are hot chicks around you. I mean, but yeah,
much better than last year, by an ad, because last year there I could count on two, not even one finger, the amount of good looking chicks that were here at the booth.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was not very good, and this weekend is just it's nice, very nice.
When we came last year, it was just a big geek fest. And this year's a little bit better. I mean, I guess the companies have smartened up a little bit. You know, they got to get, like, an attractive chick to sell their product.
I don't even know if it's better if it's the booth babes. The booth babes.
Hello.
Hey, Will from Cambridge. There he is, walking by.
There he is! English guy!
We know him. He's from across the pond.
England. London, England.
Yes.
Are you from London?
Cambridge.
Cambridge?
Cambridge.
All right. You gonna come on a little bit late? I know you gotta make your rounds. All right, cool, man.
Later.
People are walking past the booth. It's a good turnout, but companies have smartened up. They've gotten booth babes.
They've got the booth babes, but they're also bigger companies than last year. So I think that in that aspect, you're seeing more of a turnout just because of the name recognition from the companies.
Now, who is here as far as companies?
Let's see. Well, us, you broadcast.
What's your name, scumbag?
All right.
Ustream, Spotronic is actually right across from us, and there's a very beautiful lady over there as well. Google, Adobe. I mean, there's some big names here.
Mm-hmm. All right, I have no idea. I've been drinking pretty much the whole time. Been here. Rock and I got hammered last night, right?
Yeah, had a lot of fun.
Yes.
You guys were tore up this morning. I woke up light on my feet, and you guys were just done.
I was praying to the bowl this morning, going, please take the pain away. But I was trying to puke.
I have no idea what time I finally fell asleep.
I tell you,
it felt like 5 in the morning.
I tell you what, you know, we always say that, you know, this is like a big geek fest, but they do know how to throw parties, a lot of these people.
They know how to have fun. They know how to get beer.
They like save like their like the fun up for like one weekend.
This is it. This is it for the year.
They really blow their whole load this weekend and then they're done for the rest of the year.
Way to use a jizz analogy. Blow your load, he says.
Hey, I do sports talk. I'll take this shit anytime.
Yeah, they really throw good parties. We were at some last night. We plan on going to some more tonight, right?
Yeah, we got to go to some. I want to see some more naked chicks tonight.
Yeah. I am serious.
So, for those listening and here, John all of a sudden is now the he's like the producer guy in the back with the soundboard behind the glass.
It's Ted. It's Fred. I mean,
it's Fred. It's Fred. Tell him Fred. Heineken.
Yeah. Yeah, so things are going well at the New Media Expo. Not as big as it was last year.
No.
There are some empty spots here, but there are bigger companies and hotter broads. So
it's a win-win.
Things are on the up and up for podcasting, right?
I think next year is going to be very dangerous. It's going to be in Vegas, so we're going to have a lot of fun next year.
Yeah, next year, quite possibly, we're going to attempt to go to the expo, but probably not show up.
We'll make it to Vegas, and that's about all we can promise at this point.
That's the trip.
We're going to be doing cannons off some chick in a Motel 6.
Expo what? Mm-hmm. Why bother?
Yeah. Expo who? I'm exploring some...
Careful.
Yeah. I'm going to get a little vulgar right there, but I didn't want to. So Ray, he is our boss, and he hosts the TPX radio show, right? The Sports Buffet.
The old
radio,
Sports Buffet.
The FUBAR.
Now TPS Radio Tonight, and actually Bryant Scott is coming back to TPS Radio. And he's going to do a second edition of TPS Radio Tonight.
So you don't do the Sports Buffet anymore?
Sports Buffet's done. Jen ditched me and left me solo.
Oh, no.
The Asian Sensation left me alone, and I had to carry on my own. And so that's going on, and then we've got I do the live blues stuff at TPX Radio as well. So I have a good time, and I have a good time listening to all the stuff we got going on. We got
by the
cool
way, Ray, can you just answer me just one question?
Yeah.
How long ago did you stop doing the Sports Buffet?
Maybe 2 months ago.
All right,
yeah, not that. Not that.
I've been running the Sports Buffet promo.
I didn't have the heart to tell you to stop.
Yeah. Maybe you could just tell me not run that anymore.
I didn't send you that memo.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're having a good time here at the expo.
We are so out of it. Yeah. We got to get up. We got to wake up.
It's difficult after last night.
You know what we should do is give Kev the wireless.
Yes!
Because my brother is drinking alcohol. How many beers deep are you, Kev? Yell it out.
Where's the producer?
Where's Kev's Fred? 9 beers deep.
Where'd John go?
Yeah, we lost our producer.
We needed a producer. Give him the wireless.
Yeah, if we could find John, our producer.
Wow, Jen's 5 beers deep.
Jen, for the Asian sensation, is 5 beers deep.
That cup is as big as her.
Kev, come here on the microphone and talk to people.
Or as big as she. Would it be her or
broadcasting
she?
Broadcasting live from Ontario, California, everybody. LunaticRadio.com show.
This show stinks.
Trina Michaels.
9 beers deep.
Oh, wait, someone's coming over here.
A very attractive lady.
Look at this. Wow.
Sexy mama.
Amazing crackers.
What is your name? Can you join us here?
Yeah, Kev, get up.
I'm out of here.
Hot lady joining us on the program.
Wowzers.
Hi, Miss Hot Lady. You want to put on headphones?
Yes.
What is your name?
Yeah. My name is Mecca.
Mecca?
Mecca?
Yes. Mecca?
Wow, like the godly thing? Like
yes.
The thing people pray to?
Yes.
I can see people praying to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting. What are you here? What are you doing here at New Media?
Who are you doing?
Wow.
Careful.
I am supporting my really good friend over there for Podkai.
Okay.
What I got 20 bucks that she got bigger guns than you, buddy.
Stop it.
She got bigger guns than you. Kev's picking a fight
with a chick.
I would say she has bigger bombs, Kev.
Yeah.
than I do.
I like my pecs.
So,
I didn't notice.
Is that something you work for that company? Or?
No, he's just a really good friend of mine, and I told him I'd come out and support him and help him out.
Wow. So what is it?
A Podkai?
Yeah, it's Podkai.
It's some system where you can like just put information in and people can see it. You better stop zoning out. I'm not zoning out. Okay, well, let's talk about me.
I'm focused.
Let's talk about you.
Okay. Sexy hot chicks. Dude, I love them all.
Okay, you guys should check out my website.
Oh, you got a website?
IndiaPill.com.
IndiaPearl?
IndiaPill.
IndiaPill.
Now, what is that? Drugs?
It could be. Uh-huh. It could be. It's very addictive. It's 5 hot girls, and what we do, we, burst out new underground artists.
Oh, like a music
thing. Burst out of shirts.
Burst out my shirt. We designers, directors, producers, artists, everything indie.
Cool.
You can go to our MySpace page too.
Do you do a podcast type of thing? Or
yes,
no?
We do.
Of course.
What's the name of it again?
IndiaPill.com.
IndiaPill. Oh, IndiaPill.
IndiaPill.
Peel.
Peel.
And you can
peel.
Check out our MySpace page.
Thanks
too.
For clarifying, Kev.
Nice.
Hey, Kev, say words everyone understands.
Hey, little tip. She's hot.
Am I hot? How hot am I?
How is that a tip?
Where are we going with this, guys?
He's a moron. He's got 2 brain cells, and they're, like, fighting with each other right now.
They don't know. I got to work. No, I got to work.
So, say it again slowly.
Indie. Appeal.
Indie Appeal.
Oh, like indie music.
IndieAppeal.com.
Oh.
Yes.
All right.
Can I suggest that we're having some ladies of the night coming on the radio program pretty soon?
It means
really?
Porn stars.
Yeah, like porn stars.
Oh, here.
Really?
Yeah, they'll be here.
Soon?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah, today.
I would like to meet them.
Oh. Sure.
I'm sure
they'll like to meet you, too.
Okay, well, you know, I'm going to keep my eye on
them. I love you, Jay.
Nice meeting you.
Nice
What's your name
pleasure.
Again? Mecca.
Mecca.
Everybody, give Mecca a round of applause.
Thank you, Mecca.
Salute her friends, too.
Very attractive lady.
Thank you very much.
Jesus Christ.
There goes Mecca.
Mecca's hot, dude.
You know, it's very nice watching Mecca walk away. Come back, please.
What was the website?
Mecca's got some hot little features.
IndieAppeal.com.
I want to feel.
By the way, I could not understand what the hell she was saying.
I just saw tits.
Did you just... Man, boobies.
No,
I was like, so what is podcast?
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah.
I have no idea what you're saying.
I was just looking at cans. Unbelievable.
The guns and the cans?
Guns?
Guns and cans.
Those are
guns
things,
and
right?
cans.
It's like a general store on her.
She's a very nice young lady. But
guns
I,
and cans?
I guarantee you, man. Behind closed
Meat?
Doors.
Drapes.
I don't know. I just met her, but I'm suggesting behind closed doors. That girl is a little frisky.
She's frisky.
I'm sure she touches the pee-pee.
Yeah.
So this is what the expo is. It's basically people selling electronics.
Hold on, hold on, Rocket. Hold on, I gotta show something.
Right. Okay, Kev has got the wireless microphone. He is walking over to a young lady who is wearing a Yankee t-shirt.
Oh, Kev's got a new friend.
She's a fan of the New York Yankees. Kev, who do you have for us?
Rocket,
look at this. It's a playoff team, not the Mets. This is a playoff team right here. Yankees.
Kev's referring
to from New York?
The Mets who have drawn.
You are. You have a New Yorker.
Long Island?
Long Island!
Whereabouts?
You Suffolk, Nassau?
Nassau.
Nassau. Noy Park. I'm in Floor Park. We're like buddies.
Now, what brings you out to Ontario, California, the armpit of California?
Well, I live in Vegas now.
Oh.
So we come out every year to the podcast.
Okay. Do you do a podcast yourself?
My husband does.
Oh,
what is it called? You can give it a plug. Go ahead.
It's Hopscast. It's about beer.
It's about beer.
Sorry.
We need Kev's to get, in love.
Oh, I'm so
Kev's in love. Yankees,
that.
Beer.
She's upset. Wearing Yankees. She's a beer.
Upset for life.
Married in New York in like 14 days.
Why are you plugging your wedding? He's an absolute monkey. Give him bananas, please. Somebody.
All right, my wedding. Open bar. Let's just go. Just bring everybody.
What's the MySpace page for your wedding?
Just bring them all.
Kev just invited a young lady wearing a Yankee shirt to his wedding. Just matter.
Well, so what? Hopscast?
Hopscast.
Hopscast.
Like, very cool. All right, cool.
That's very cool.
Right,
well,
October.
Wish him luck with the podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And go Yanks, right?
Go Yankees.
Yeah.
Mets.
I think the Mets are in the middle of a no-hitter.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're also in the middle of blowing their season.
They're going to make the playoffs. I hope so.
Gun ahead, pull trigger. There goes the Mets.
I pray.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on.
Yes,
awesome.
To Philadelphia.
I like her.
Why?
That's to Philadelphia. Philadelphia should get AIDS. Thank you.
Take care.
Take care. Like the movie. Come on.
Philadelphia already has AIDS. It's
Come
called
on.
Him.
Let's go, Yankees.
All right. Stop it.
All right.
Sorry.
We're broadcasting live.
I'm like
from
a monkey. You're carried away, dude. Sorry.
New Media Expo in Ontario, California, everybody. We have a bunch of people chilling out live with us. We're going to get them on the air as we go along the show here, right?
Yeah, I guess.
We don't really have anything. This is like a complete wing job.
Winging it.
Every week is a wing job, though.
All right, so it's Kia Rock, Fat Kev.
Fat Kev!
Broadcasting live from the Expo. Take a break. We'll come back. More LunaticRadio.com show, everybody.
Peace!
Right after these words.
Hi, this is Richard Patrick, and you're listening to the Lunatic Radio Show.
I'm a little drunk.
A little bit.
A little drunk. Love when Southern girls say football, though. Are we in agreement?
It's good. I like it.
It's cute.
I like it. I like it.
It's
not adorable?
It's like fresh words. So I'm trying to avoid it.
Come on, just say adorable. Just once.
Adorable.
Give us a...
It's all about you, Rocky.
It's like when Manilow sings the hits. I love when you say adorable. It's like when Sinatra sings My Way.
Oh, you like it when I say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Adorable. Embarrassing, actually.
A little bit of a rush.
What was that little
muff?
Oh, my God. That's going to be disgusting on playback.
You better watch me.
You mumbly like...
You better watch your forehead when we're on that JetBlue flight out to California.
No.
My bag might be resting on it about 4 hours into
now
the flight.
That's adorable.
Four hours.
Long time.
When we're over Denver, my bag might be on your forehead, Rock, saying, hey, how about this?
For my high club.
He'll be over Denver. He'll be over your head.
Oh!
You're right. Well, look where my bag's at now.
Check your luggage on dice. Rocket's head.
Yeah.
Check your bags in at Rocket's head.
My bag's in the overhead.
Good for it.
The overhead. I'm putting my dick in the upright position.
Strap on, please.
Rocket, check this bag.
Harry Lito, you're a freaking mess.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Wake the motherfucking ruckus. Wake the motherfucking ruckus. Wake the motherfucking ruckus. Wake the motherfucking ruckus.
The Mad Beat Factory. Tune into the Mad Beat Factory.
Dub Edition is simply a live reggae dub show you can hear Friday night from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on tpxradio.com.
It's lunaticradio.com.
Hi, this is Ray, and I invite you to join myself and Jen, the Asian sensation.
Welcome to Sport Buffet.
On the Sports Buffet, we talk a little sports.
T.O. should give Mike Vanderjack an angry dragon.
Talk a little reality television.
And reinstate the lingerie bowl.
We talk about whatever's going on in our lives.
They used to call me the Speedy White Sauce.
What do they call you now?
Portly.
And don't forget, we've got the white trash news. Bars and nightclubs in London and other British cities have begun using vending machines that sell sex toys. Listen to the Sports Buffet live Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here at tpsradio.net.
Hey, everybody, it's the CEO here. So, you're looking for some Lunatic Radio threads? Maybe a t-shirt or a mug or maybe that g-string for the little lady? Go over to lunaticradio.com/swag and pick some stuff up. lunaticradio.com/SWAG. Pick some stuff up, buy it, you know, whatever. That's lunaticradio.com/swag.
And now back to the show, lunaticradio.com.
You're my friend.
Everybody, LunaticRadio.com show, broadcasting live from Ontario, California, K-Rock, chilling out. You know the Drunkle Hotline number, 206-202-LUNA, that's 206-202-5246, hit us up on that, email address, the show at LunaticRadio.com. We are hungover today, joining us right now on the third.
Not even close to hungover, my friend.
I'm not hungover, I'm drinking.
Yeah, is Jen the Asian sensation? Jen has been a friend of Rock and mine, right, for many years, right?
And now a friend of Fat Kev's.
Way to go, Kev. Thanks for pointing that out.
That's awesome.
Just a little shout-out, baby.
Kev is 8 beers deep, and Jen is joining him in drinking beer.
I'm like 6, though. He drinks, what, for every one beer I have, he drinks, like, 2 or 3.
Yeah, are you having fun at the podcasting thing?
Yes, definitely, because I've been drunk pretty much the whole time.
Do you still,
it's been cool.
Do you still do the radio program of Raymond?
Actually, no, because he doesn't allow me actually over at his house anymore. See, that's the problem, because he doesn't want people knowing that I actually hang out with him. So that's the problem, man.
Right.
So we haven't done it for a while, but wherever he was, see, he ran away. He's not even here anymore when I'm on here.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to talk to me. But, you know, he has no love here, but maybe we'll start it up one day again. Yeah. What do you guys think? Should we?
Yeah, why not? I think you're great. You have a great chemistry with Raymond on the radio program, and you should join him on his new show. What is it called? We do a show at night. What was
Ray?
It?
Ray does talk sports.
Ray talks about sports show.
Show.
You should.
Ray talks about sports with no girls on it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Jen was a little bit hammered yesterday too.
Yeah. She a little tipsy.
Dude, Jenny's a sweetheart. Came to the airport, picked up Fat Kev. Who cares? Picked up Fat Kev.
Love him.
Are we doing more partying tonight though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Party! Get drunk!
Can we just get a fired up chant?
Fire it up! Fire it up! Fire it up! Burn it up! No!
Fire it up, Kev.
Who knows what
program, my friend.
Who knows what I was
Booga
saying?
Booga.
Who knows? Banana.
Banana.
Kev, can you walk a straight line at this point?
Nope.
Try him. Make him try it. Make him walk the red carpet.
I love the coffee here at the podcast convention.
All right, so for the people like that are walking around by us, this is lunaticradio.com. We're here with you broadcast TPX Radio and TPS Radio.
.net.
.org. If you should buy the org, just, you know, get them all.
We don't even know what stations we're on. That's how effed up we are.
People take pictures.
And we're a talk show on these networks.
People take pictures of us.
We got a lot of students in the audience here. It's just an animal house.
You want pictures? We take pictures.
It's a cornucopia of just people. By the way, more hot chicks are joining us.
Hot chicks!
Hi, hot chicks.
Hi, hot chicks. Hot chicks.
Bye, hot chicks.
See you, hot chicks.
I laugh so hard when a guy turns around coming over.
Nothing. Not even a wave.
That girl looks like Joan Osborne.
What's up with the shawl thing? I don't understand that whole...
See, Connecticut J gave a sticker. He did a show.
I can't hear.
Yeah.
What's up with the blanket she was wearing on her fucking arm?
All right. All right. Don't be picky.
What?
The blanket. Called the moo-moo.
Ouch.
Oh.
That's fat food.
Oh. By the way, you know, I've been looking at Mecca, our new friend across the way there.
Yeah.
The
God, she's got great boobs.
Lovely lady.
Yes.
She kind of looks like a superhero.
What would she be, Karen?
What superhero would she be?
I don't know, but it's very. It's a good look. You're a superhero.
We think you're a superhero.
You look like.
Yeah. Hey, look at the guns. That was a gun. Kev, I think you got some competition, sir.
Damn it, she's fucking hot. You know what, Mecca? I'm just going to just support whatever you do. Whatever she does, I'm
We love Mecca. She's still ignoring you right now.
Yeah. She could be possibly hotter than the porn stars that are going to be on this program in a little while.
Oh,
by the way, Carmella Bing, Trina Michaels, and Brianna Love coming on the program.
I love Carmella.
Sooner or later. By the way, where is the...
what
Jenny
are we doing?
Jenny Blowjob.
I don't know. She should be here soon. Girl.
I don't think Jenny Blowjob's up for the double tree right now. I think she's probably laying on the floor.
I could have sworn she was going to be here for one.
Did someone pick her up last night?
Yeah. I think Connecticut Jay. Connecticut Jay took care of her a little bit.
What happened?
What is this guy doing?
Jenny Blowjob.
What is this? What is that, sir?
What is that?
You can tell us.
What? It's a
laptop. Oh.
All right, stop shouting.
Laptop stuff.
Cool.
Thank you, sir.
Connecticut Jay, give us the update on Connecticut and join us.
God, this is so loud.
Where's our famous booking girl who's missing? She should be here for the live broadcast. This is what we came to California for, and she's not here.
She's not even here.
Where is...
I don't know, dude. I'll tell you what.
Thanks, Jay.
Wow, Jen just whipped me apart here.
All right, go ahead.
I'll say last night, man. Jenny was in rare form.
She was in rare form.
And I mean...
she's drunk. What the hell did you do?
She was drunk.
Drunk, yeah, sure, right. Yeah, she was drunk, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just drunk.
I'm drunk right now.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
No.
No, she wasn't just drunk.
No.
So she hung over? She passed out right now?
She said she had to take a nap after breakfast.
Nappy nap.
I think me and the hotel security guard had a nice long walk with her last night back to her room, dude, so.
Oh.
We made her a pizza, and we chit-chatted, she might have sprawled out, so.
Right.
Should I call
think
her?
Jenny might be MIA for a little bit, dude.
Can we call on speaker?
So.
Yeah.
Call on speaker.
Let's
do it.
You know, it is kind of a problem when the booking girl's not here and the guests are supposed to meet up with the booking girl and
kind
come here.
Job.
I agree.
Kind of her job.
We do the radio show as we...
If I have to pretend to be Jenny Blowjob, I'm real pissed.
Can I say hi to all the people in the chat?
Go ahead.
Hi, everybody.
Wait.
Oh, we're waiting.
Calling Jenny Blowjob. She's passed out on narcotics, we believe.
She's doing a great job.
She's doing...
Love her.
Cannons.
Okay. We know what that is.
All right, this is not good.
This is not good.
Hey, Karen.
Jenny Blowjob is not picking up her phone.
How about I do this for you, pal? How about I run back over there and grab her ass?
Yeah, can you do that?
I can do that.
Do it.
I mean, dude, I am. What are we?
Don't
I'm
just grab her ass. Get her and bring her back.
Yeah, yeah. Don't do it. I'll grab her ass, dude.
I'll grab her ass and then run back over here and tell you about it.
Tell me about it.
Jen, I grabbed her ass.
Give it a play-by-play.
Nah, I'll get off the mic and go grab her.
By the way, I noticed that the listening audience here live is resorted to getting chairs and just putting them in the hallway.
We're that boring. I know.
We've got
to get comfortable.
Hey guys, give me a hug.
Really quick, I wanted to let you know I went over to a couple rows down to one of these other booths over at Ustream.tv.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, pitched all our stuff and told them that we're over here. We are easily, and I walked around, we're fucking easily the best thing going right now.
You're damn right!
Best thing going.
I got Jenny on.
My boss just dropped the F-bomb.
Yeah. F this. Ray Garcia, ladies and gentlemen.
Man. All right.
Yeah. Love him.
Jenny, where are you? All right, fantastic. Oh, Trina Michaels?
Trina Michaels is going to be.
All right, so when can we expect you? When can we expect you?
Jenny, don't forget my Lubriderm, please.
5 minutes!
Trina Michaels will be here in 5 minutes.
Up on her.
Yeah, that's all we need to know. Go F yourself, Jenny. Get the broad here.
Come on, Jenny.
So she's got Trina.
All right, Trina Michaels.
We got one.
So
we don't know the story on Carmella Bing. She's too
Adam,
important.
I know you guys are filling right now, so I just wanted to give a shout out to the chat room.
Yes.
I want to say hi to all my peeps.
Your peeps. Connecticut Jay has been a fan of the radio
program
for many years.
I own them all. They're my peeps. And I got some peeps with me in the front. We got let's go ahead and shout them out, dude. Let's give the call.
How about we get John on from You Broadcast?
We could do that
all right.
too.
Yes.
Get me off the microphone. Right. I'm not doing anything.
Swing around. Oh, Jason, come on. John's being
want to get one of the guys from You Broadcast.
Yeah, of course. It's my buddy Jason. We were drinking in the van earlier.
Is he drinking too?
Are you drinking too?
Coffee.
Oh, yeah, coffee. It's coffee. It's a special brew.
He's in front of the bus. It has to be coffee right now.
All right. Yeah. Well, me and Jason, both the Jasons are going to share a microphone. We're going to be Jason 1 and Jason 2.
Where's Kev?
Where is Kev? He's over here. He's hitting on Jim.
Kev, I'm trying. Give out some hats.
But, no, I wanted to say, Kieran, that it's really cool that everybody came out here. A lot of people went through a lot of fucking shit to get out here. I went through a lot of shit to get out here.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd like to say what up to Heat Fan.
Yes.
Con Woman. Who, me? Mad Beat. Deej. You know, a lot of good people. Brian Scott, voice of TPS Radio.
Yes.
The legend.
And all the people in the chat room. And my friend Tony, John the Beer Wizard. You know, all the gang, dude. So thanks for coming out, guys.
All right,
yes.
A lot
of fun.
Connecticut J, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I'm going to get off this microphone
before
I embarrass myself.
Thank you for taking care of Jenny yesterday.
Oh, well, you know, I'm just doing my part for the show, pal.
Yeah.
All right, I'll see you guys.
All right, Jenny Blowjob is on her way to the broadcasting booth here at the Ontario New Media Expo in Ontario, California. Fat Kev joining us on the microphone. Wait. How many beers deep now, Kev? Give us a
Fat Kev, 10 beer deep.
All right, can we get Jason on the phone? This guy's doing excellent.
We've lost control.
Yes,
monkey, gotta go.
I'm out of here.
Yes.
Now I'm out of here. I was in.
We wouldn't be here if these guys. And
we gotta get one of the guys from
you. We gotta
your
at least
broadcast.
Let them talk for a little bit.
Hello.
Thanks for having me.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sir.
Thank you. I'm giving you a hearty hug later, Jason. We're like brothers.
Jason, from You Broadcast.
Well, you always get hugs.
Should we do the explanation, give the big spiel about what You Broadcast is all about? Or
plug it up,
go
sir.
Ahead. Go ahead. Give us the big plug.
Well, it is the people's radio, powered by the people for the people.
Yes.
Is the easiest way to say it.
Right. Love the You Broadcast.
What the hell did you do?
Rock and I.
John wasn't happy with that.
I guess he wasn't. I'm not doing a very good job, I guess.
John the Bluff is
So we're going to play dumb, even though we know. What is YouBroadcast.com?
It is a platform that allows anybody to host anything they want to talk about, music, talk show, broadcast from anywhere in the world.
That's great.
That's awesome.
A very simple little... John is in his freaking glory.
I like sound files. Hey, Ray, can you cut him off? He's cut off.
He's done. He's done. I'm taking the other boss out. This boss is taking over.
Too much coffee.
Yeah. I'm now taking over.
Yeah, You Brock is great. Rock and I use it for the live broadcast that we do back in New York. And it is a great product. The boys have had a write-up in Rolling Stone. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yes.
What was that about? How'd that come about?
You know what? We have we've received phenomenal press.
Yeah, lucky.
We've gotten really phenomenal press from everywhere. And to be honest, I don't know where a lot of it's coming from.
Yeah.
People, you know, using the software. It's easy to use, but strong enough. It's industrial grade, as you guys have seen, for anybody to use it.
Yeah, it is great. It's a great product.
It's easy for anyone who's interested in broadcasting their show to get it out there to a huge audience very easily. You know, it's a simple installation, and
it's free.
Totally. It's 100% free. And, you know, you got a nice little station. Manager, set everything up, label your shows, all 9 yards. It's awesome. It's an awesome piece of software. Definitely check it out.
Yeah,
YouBroadcast.com.
If you people out there have a little podcast, a little internet radio show, I suggest checking it out. Plus, the guys are fun as hell.
Yeah, cool.
The setup they have here at the expo for the live broadcast is amazing. The guys have brand new broadcasting equipment.
Well, it'll be better when Trina Michaels shows up.
I like his thinking.
I believe she's on her way here.
Nice.
It should be fun. Did you indulge in any parties last night?
I did not. You guys forgot to call, so the You Broadcast team went to bed early.
Oh.
Experimented with marijuana at the time of seeing it, and I didn't
what
like
he
it.
What is he doing, John?
Yeah.
John, it's just, but I want my own show.
We're going to follow you guys around tonight.
Look, that's what we're going to do for the last hour. It's just going to be John with his little sound effect and a microphone.
Are you going to be doing some parties tonight, though?
Yeah, we're going to follow you guys around all night.
All right, cool. So we're going to do party at the party!
You know what? I say we get Fat Kev naked tonight.
I like that idea. That's the kids like. The kids like nudity on Fat Kev.
Nice.
Fat Kev nudity tonight.
Be there. Be there or not.
By the way, Circle Jerk at the Marriott, 9 o'clock. Anybody want to go?
I'll be there.
Rockets the bucket.
Not the bucket. Don't laugh, Ray.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jason. You're the best.
Yes.
Around.
Nothing's
going to
ever break
it down.
It
is the LunaticRadio.com show broadcasting from the New Media Expo in Ontario, California. You want to bring on Marijuana Radio?
Sure.
Boy? Paul from Barefoot Radio?
Marijuana.
Who I told him last night in a drunken stupor to can his radio show.
You did?
Get rid of that show, dude.
Marijuana.
What an
asshole.
I don't know why.
Get rid of it?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, get rid of it?
I think the Marijuana Radio. Tell people about Marijuana Radio.
Marijuana Radio is part political activism for weed. Yeah. We support music about weed.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people in the industry paying attention to us.
Everything.
And we're all stoners, except for the business people. I don't allow the women who are doing business for me to smoke.
Right. So, but you also do the Barefoot Radio.
No, not so much anymore. You don't even have to talk about that, dude.
All right, good. Let's just stick with marijuana.
I'll get rid of that.
Marijuana.
Marijuana.
You think I should stop it? Why do you think it's lame?
No, not the marijuana.
No.
Barefoot.
Oh, you were telling me to drop Barefoot.
Drop Barefoot.
Oh, okay, I can deal with that.
We've known Paul for many years.
Yeah.
He has been an internet radio friend of ours, been a supporter.
He's a very knowledgeable man, too.
He was the guy who, got that guy. Who's the guy with the beautiful hair? Adam Curry.
Adam Curry, sure.
He dissed our radio show.
He dissed you.
He dissed us.
He did?
On your radio program, didn't he?
No, he said he liked us.
He heard of you.
He said he heard of us?
Yeah.
Was that it?
Way to go, guy.
Nah,
it's only about 3-4 years ago now.
Yeah.
Is that Jen your girlfriend, Kieran?
Is Jen my girlfriend? No.
Yeah. You seem all lovey-dovey and all over her. She's actually kind of cold to me.
She's cold?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jen, the Asian sensation, you don't like Paul?
I don't know why.
Do you like Paul?
Is it a warming up thing?
Yeah, you know, sometimes chicks need to warm up. Yeah.
Paul just brought up.
Well, you asked me if I like balls. I'm like, well, yeah.
Balls? Oh.
You like balls?
Paul,
what a good girl. She likes balls, Kev.
I love balls.
Thank you, Kev. I almost forgot. Just kind of slipped my mind. Thanks.
What are you talking about?
Balls.
Paul was saying that you're very cold to him.
I'm not cold to him. I'll bitch to everyone.
Who are you texting?
My girlfriend.
Are you hooking up with her?
You ever make out?
Yeah. Are you hooking up with her?
I have made out with
getting
her.
A scoop.
Good for you. You're a good girl.
No scoops.
No scoop.
Two scoops of raisins?
Paul's trying to dig.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out about these guys.
I can't text and listen.
What were we asking? Oh, yeah.
Ahead,
you have a problem with Paul?
Yeah.
No, I don't have a problem with Paul.
Seems like you don't like him. He's a nice guy.
Well, I don't like you either.
Paul was suggesting that we're boyfriend and girlfriend.
No.
Yeah. You're into Kieran, though, right?
You really don't like
him. I mean, like, you seem like you dig him. As more than a... I don't believe you.
Oh, Paul. Paul's trying to get some dirt.
Jesus.
A little dirt-hay.
I don't know. She makes me nervous. Do you really not hate me? I get this hate vibe off you.
I hate everyone.
Do Asians... Paul, do the Asians make you nervous?
Is it No. This one seems to not like me, though.
Huh?
Are you going to kick his... Are you going to kick Paul's ass?
Do you not like Paul?
I will if I have to.
I like that. Wow, she's go get him attitude. But Paul's a nice guy. He means that he just likes to smoke.
You have this effect on all of them?
No, because I talked to him.
No, I
talked to him.
I'm pretty charming.
But there was a guy earlier that fucking tried to talk to me, and I straight up walked away, and he tried talking to me since Thursday, and I never have ever done that to you.
No, that's true. I'm not hitting on you either, just so you know.
No, he was just trying to make conversation, and he just looked funny.
But you guys were all over each other last night. I thought I'd point that out. Let the world know.
I didn't do a thing. I don't know what he's talking about.
We had a foursome with Ray.
Right.
And Rocket and...
We had a foursome with Ray and Rocket's ego.
Yeah. It was the whole TPX radio, lunatic radio bonding thing.
By the way, Rocket, your ego is an amazing fuck.
My ego's got a big dick. Thank you. Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Ray doesn't remember because of the Jack. He had a fifth person. It was Jack Daniels.
Oh, good old Jack. He always shows up. By the way, Paul, thank you for adding to our party last night. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Oh, hey. I hope that helps.
It sure did, sir.
They put you to bed early, I bet.
No.
I'm sorry, Paul. I don't hate you. Do you want me to come
give
you a
hug? I think there should be a hug. Wink, wink.
I have to.
You gave us wink,
she's
wink?
She's going to give a hug.
You didn't have wink, wink?
I don't remember doing wink,
Rocket
wink.
Rocket had wink, wink.
Did you do wink, wink last night? Dude.
What?
Did you do wink, wink last night?
A little bit.
Where was I?
You were 3 feet away.
Oh my God.
Did I do it?
No.
Jenny's kissing me, dude.
You were too busy.
When I'm
quote unquote.
I feel much
busy.
Better now. She just came and gave me a hug.
He was having dinner.
Thank you, Jen.
For all those checking out at home.
You've made up?
Yes, we've made up.
Oh, the little hug.
Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Okay.
See, Paul, we make
I don't
up.
Drink.
My
I
plan love, was to get her on me.
I love a girl that smells like booze, by the way.
It's a, I like it.
That's a good trick.
You didn't finish my, Paul and I made up. I gave him a kiss, a kissy poo. We're all good.
So we're all made
He's
up.
He's way hotter than all the rest of you guys.
All right.
I'll agree with
and
that.
And I don't know what I'm texting this to my girlfriend, dude, at all.
Why you? All right, so we're,
texting her. Did you have beer breakfast also?
Beer breakfast.
No,
I like that.
I did not have beer today. I'm so hungover and so ready to vomit like at any
still?
Moment. Any
you still
moment.
Feel that
oh,
bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're just pushing through it.
I am pushing through it. I can't like form thoughts today. I'm just
Are we talking about
it.
Sex?
No.
Oh.
Just
I am
being hungover.
Oh, all right.
Radio impotent.
I kind of zoned out for a second. I mean, like
not only
pushing.
Is this, it's like a fun convention to be at, but we just do a lot of drinking when we come out here, Rocket.
Yeah, but you just gotta power through it and get up and drink the next morning. I tried to get Rocket to do mimosas this morning.
Now, you went to bed early, Liz.
Yes, I did.
You're gonna be chilling out at the party tonight, though?
Yes, I am. I have an old man's problem, dude.
Yeah.
Don't. You wanna guess what it is?
Your old man's problem?
I have an old man's problem. A health problem that an old man has. Exactly. Who said it?
Yeah,
you're psychic. No, it's not prostate cancer.
Uh-huh.
I just got an enlarged prostate.
Really?
Frequently examined enlarged prostate.
Unbelievable.
That's why I'm so somber, dude. What do you do? No, I'm not fucking with you. What do I do about my prostate?
What Kieran? Is this? Kieran, look at this. Look at this show over here.
Oh, we have a new lady.
There's smidges.
I'm getting sick from wearing New Englander.
Don't worry about it.
Good, man.
What is this? What is...
Thanks, you Look guys. At, this
no,
is fun.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. You're like, no, Paul, you got to do this, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Hello.
We need the wireless.
There are
right,
three girls just shut up in front of our
no,
table. One is dressed like a peacock.
She's a showgirl, dude.
Oh.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. No.
Wait. Go by Ray. Ray's got the wireless.
I'm going to give it up.
Who are these?
Ray's right here, the boss.
Who are these lovely ladies?
Hi, how's it going? What's your name?
My name's Mandy.
Wow.
And where are you from, Mandy?
Adorable. I'm from Riverside, and I am a Raider fan.
Riverside,
California.
And what's your name?
Hey, you're my former now.
Charlotte.
Charlotte, all dressed
I
up
bet
here.
Bet you are.
Now, Charlotte, why are you all dressed up like a showgirl?
Because
yeah.
I'm supposed to be a showgirl. I'm at the Smidgets booth. From
Smidgets?
Vegas.
There are midgets here?
Yes, I love midgets. I have a fetish for them.
Really? You ever have sex with a midget?
Yeah, well. I've had an orgy with midgets.
I love midgets. Really good. Huge hammers, though. It's
Do they?
Yeah, I only stick with midgets. I don't really like normal size guys because I find them to be very tiny.
Thanks.
Wow, wait a minute. So
I think a midget drowned in
her
belly.
And they're good sized, huh?
Dude. The nice thing is I can grab them and kind of turn them around.
Yeah, you
get
a field day with them.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, you are tall. Are you wearing heels?
I am. I'm 5'10", and then I have 3-inch heels on.
Good. That's some
standing next to her, I feel like a midget. This is kind of this is nice.
Yeah.
You should see what I've been doing at the booth, sticking my leg over people's heads. It's hot.
Now, do you know what's...
Demonstration, if you'd like.
Do you know what's...
Demonstration?
Right now, yeah.
Let's see a demonstration.
Demonstration
of what she does with these folks. Do it to Ray. Ray needs... Ray, you got to do it for Ray. Ray's our, Ray's our demo.
Yeah, what
all, right,
she,
all right, here we go.
Somebody explain what she's
oh,
doing.
Oh, I thought you do it, Mandy.
You're going to... She's
no
kicking
way.
Over Ray.
Wow!
There you, now, you know what? This is radio gold right here.
Holy
can we do this every day?
How?
Oh, she smells good, too.
Ray, right at this moment...
She smells good.
You do it.
Good job, Ray.
Can I tell you what this is about? Why she's dressed like a peacock.
Yeah. Oh, I thought just to be hot and show off cleavage.
Besides being hot and showing off cleavage, Smidgets.com has a new show coming out called Vegas Schmagus.
Of course they do.
Coming out after the first of the year. It's a show about stereotypes of Vegas.
Give me an example of a stereotype of Vegas.
How showgirls screw midgets.
Oh, I see how it all comes together.
Yeah. Are you guys sports over here? Like,
all right, it's all part of it. Yeah, we like a whole bunch of that. We're
not
TPX Radio, you broadcast, and TPS Sports. We're on TPX.
Because my friend the Raiders fan pulled me over here, so.
McCool coming through!
Yeah, he pulled us over here, and I saw a horrible Patriots jersey, so I had to come here.
You're adorable.
I love you. You're awesome.
You're
Please come back more often.
I will come back more often.
Paul, what do you think of the cans?
Here.
We're
the
cans? I'm not going anywhere if you're not.
Awesome. You're
her cans are not
too.
As nice as Mecca's cans.
You got this whole, like, Tom Likas, like, I'm the hot, but, you know.
That's it.
Hold me up, Tom.
Yeah. Where's the sound file, John? Way to go.
No, you don't look like him, but you know, you have that, like, I don't need chicks, yeah.
No, I do.
It's the sideburns, isn't it?
The sideburns. Are the sideburns all right?
It's the horrible New England jersey. I'm sorry.
So
I'm
Smidgets,
a horrible Raiders fan.
Smidgets.com. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I know you're hired, right? You don't actually work for the company.
By the way,
I actually have done several of their films.
No way!
Yeah, I'm good friends with them, so that's why I'm doing
cool.
this.
See, I like that. You're a team player because there's this thing like they're called booth babes and whatnot, and they don't have any idea what the hell they're doing.
Mecca.
But they, you know, they don't. Yeah. So they're just there to look pretty and gather all the guys over there, you know. So, but that's cool that you guys work for. And do you actually? And do you as well work with the company?
Smidges enthusiast. You know what? I don't know anything about computers or technology. I pretend to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm doing a good job, but I do love Smidges. People there are awesome.
I'll show you a good drive.
The videos are awesome.
I got some good hard drives.
Please come to our booth and get your picture taken.
Got a crazy hard drive.
I got a fucking... It's awesome.
Really?
He's got awesome. 2 gigawatts.
I do love the sideburns.
Thank you.
What?
And the dimples.
Oh, the dimples. Thank you.
You got a face for TV.
Thank you. I like you. I'm coming over. You just want me to come over to Smidge.
I do.
I'll be there.
I think there's a love connection right now.
Chicks always dig rocket.
Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks. Well, thank you. Smidgets.com for all your midget sex needs and videos.
And go Raiders for the sports side of you guys.
That's right, Raiders. We like the Raiders.
We're coming back, sort of. Randy Moss, he's helping.
Oh.
I miss John Gruden.
Randy Moss plays for the Patriots, doesn't he?
McCool, how many wins are the Rays going to have this year? 3? 4? 8. McCool says 8.
8?
It's so amazing.
I love this guy. He's such an optimist.
I just want to point something out. It's so amazing how breasts just suck.
Yeah.
Honestly, I can't stand up right now. I've got to stay down for a little bit.
By the way, Rocky,
gotta stay down here.
You're going to have to come stand up and
hello?
Do it later.
All right,
so.
I will.
What does your thing say?
The CEO, Rock.
I'm sorry.
I like your thinking.
I
like
that all the time.
She's scoring points, big points.
Feels like somebody else is
crazy over at Smidgets.
So. Oh, look at that. Smidgets.com.
Smidgets.com. Come see us. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Excellent. Unbelievable midget sex.
Lady. I like her. She's wearing a peacock.
Did she come back into the lake?
McCool getting the hug. McCool, you're so McCool.
So those are the girls from where? Smidgets?
Yeah. McCool's from Raider.
I'm going to go back over there and get the lake thing again.
You, man.
By the way, as you were doing that little spiel there, Rock, it's some guy dropped off a present for you.
Really?
It is a little laptop thing. Like
no
a little
way! I like
laptop.
Everyone knows I like presents.
Give the guy a plug.
LabWorks. Was he here?
I don't know. He just ran over and threw it at me. Just take this.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yes. I don't know where he went. He just...
Well, it's...
I'd love to give the guy a plug, but...
well, it's LabWorks.
Nah, it's all right.
You Google LabWorks,
it'll
show
up. I'm just trying to fill, Jay. I don't really care what the guy
Google
does.
Google LabWorks. But thanks. How does it work?
We're joined by Paul from Marijuana
like
Radio.
Hi, Kieran.
Yeah, who has been supplying Rocket with marijuana all weekend.
That's right. I'm glad you admitted that.
Yes.
LabWorks. Wait, get him over here.
There he is. Let's get him over here.
Paul, work the ad, Paul.
What is your product, sir?
Thank you. My product is a product called the Laptop Desk. It's a folding plastic tray for people. Can I have it over here real quick?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
It's a plastic folding tray for people who use notebook computers.
Uh-huh.
When you're working on your lap, you unfold it and put this on your lap.
Uh-huh.
When you want to work on your desk and use it as a desk stand, it has a little support arm that creates an incline. This is yours, by the way.
Thank you,
you're
sir.
You're welcome. By the way, last time I was here, you flushed me.
This is going to make watching...
I flushed you?
Yes.
No, that was him. He's got the board today. He flushed you.
Who flushed you?
I thought he said flashed. I'm like, later, sir, later.
You guys would also
like the goatee and all, but later.
Oh, thank you very much,
well,
sir.
Thank you for the airtime.
Thank
no
you.
Problem.
LabWorks.
And that's www.laptopdesk.net.
Yep.
And we have a 20% coupon off anything on our website. If anybody wants to come over, just take it without buying a thing.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Sir.
Thank you
very much. Good luck.
I like it. See, expos are fun.
That thing
and
is
then he knocks over a, you know what? You could eat lunch off of this thing.
I could stick my penis in the middle here.
Absolutely. I was just about to say, it's going to make watching internet porno like a whole new experience.
It's too late if you already have testy cancer.
Oh, see, no.
And
you,
Paul brings it to a screeching halt.
And we're back.
Are you kidding me?
Hey, Scott Marcus!
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
You got a penis protector.
I do.
Very nice. It's a great product.
Thank you.
Go check them out at something, 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 dot something.
Google it.
Yeah, Google it. All right, so you want to do a break?
Talk about a shameless interruption.
Yeah.
No, we've got to finish with Paul.
About Paul.
I feel like...
you have anything else to say, Paul?
What do I have to say?
Paul, plug things.
Paul Marijuana Radio is on what nights?
We do it Tuesday nights
Tuesday
live,
nights.
And we have a pretty good following. A lot of marijuana kids like this thing. We get a lot of great access to shows, and we are very politically active.
What is the website?
The website's marijuanaradio.com,
okay.
And we have a TV component, too, which is really cool. A lot of people watch it and think that that's the cool thing. That's our killer app.
See, that's what Rock and I were trying to do, but we got really lazy, really quick.
It's hard to make video, dude.
Yeah.
It's harder than anything.
Yeah. So you incorporate that with your radio program as
well. That's right. Sell ads, dude.
And can I say, Paul has the greatest studio in the internet world.
Yeah, Paul does his show out of Denver, and he... Thank you. Connecticut J is going to get G.
The biggest unknown ever.
Oh, yeah. He has an actual studio in Denver, which is great.
I'm a content producer.
You are. I love you.
And he dances
on
the side.
I love you, too. All right, it's Lunatic
Thanks,
Radio.
Gentlemen.
It's the radio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
You're so funny.
It is the LunaticRadio.com show, broadcasting from the New Media Expo in Ontario, California. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more whatever the hell we're doing today right after this.
Hey, what's going on? This is adult film star Kurt Lockwood, and you are listening to www.lunaticradio.com.
Every week there's a new internet sensation.
That, exactly. It's going to get to that point. That's just going to be some...
It already
a
has.
A big show.
That's good for this show.
A big internet show.
Yeah, what's our turn?
Exactly.
What's our turn?
We're fucking sucking our own dicks for 7 years on the internet.
When is it our turn?
Yeah. And I believe...
It's got to be killing you guys.
I believe now there's remixes of the Don't Taser Me Bro.
Oh, then there's this group of people.
Yeah,
there's
right.
always the asshole who wants to like make something of himself on YouTube, and then there's the crazy people who make remixes of everything because I got nothing else to do with them.
Yeah, or want to capitalize on the internet sensation.
Right, exactly.
All right, here we go.
Oh, God.
Now I know what MC Hammer is.
Don't chase me, bro.
That's good.
Don't chase me.
That's funny.
Don't chase me, bro.
This looks good. What an asshole.
Don't chase me. Don't chase me, bro. Don't chase me.
We need
remixes.
Don't chase me, bro.
Lazy radio, I love it.
You're getting a cramp in that arm.
Yeah, there we go. That was the remixes to the Don't Taste Me.
Hey, this is Josh Gogan, and coming up on Lunatic Radio, we've got porn, 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 and porn. Yeah, hang in there.
Oh, yeah, that's it, fucker.
God bless you, people.
It's Lunatic Radio. Across the internet, this is your place for modern rock and great shows. This is The X.
This is Ray Ray from Richmond. I'm Black, I'm Hammered, and I am LunaticRadio.com.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Lunatic Radio and Vital Podcast.com. Click on the link at the Lunatic Radio website. The new order of podcasting.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then UBroadcast is for you. UBroadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the UBroadcast Player. The UBroadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the U Broadcast Station Manager. The U Broadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to ubroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.ubroadcast.com.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's lunaticradio.com.
Come
on, Paul, get it off! Get it off! Oh! Lunatic Radio!
Broadcasting from Ontario, California. It's a new media expo.
Sort of.
Trina Michaels is rolling up.
Damn it, I'm done already.
I just lost all train of thought, Trina. Your boobs just sucked every foot out of my corner.
Trina, it is a pleasure and honor to have you here with us at this expo.
Trina Michaels, everybody. Everybody give a round of applause.
Trina Michaels.
How was the trip?
Wow.
Welcome.
It was good. It was a nice little drive.
Yeah, let her relax. Come on, producer. Thanks. The sound effects.
Trina Michaels, everybody, adult film star.
Hi.
Unbelievable.
Been in the biz since 2004, I believe.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
You are a veteran of the...
you're a veteran.
Seasoned. That's a long time.
Something like that.
4 years. How are you liking the... look, these are all our listeners.
Cool.
Not all of them.
Hi, everybody.
Not all of them. Come on, Karen, try to do an interview. Come on.
I don't know. You know, I just want to explain what she's wearing.
Like.
She's wearing like a leopard top type of thing.
Unbelievable.
It's really just... It's there.
It's a small piece of fabric.
Like, I have an idea for a question, but then I just pan down, and it just goes nowhere.
That's the point.
By the way, we have a bunch of candy for you.
Nice. That's the only drug I do, by the way. Chocolate.
Nice. Drug-free? Alcohol-free?
Yeah.
So we have
a bunch of your materials here.
Yes, I brought
her resume, if you will.
And pictures of you. They're your boobs. And we have some films.
Yes.
Are we going to do like a little giveaway?
We can do a giveaway.
Whatever you guys want.
I think that's an awesome product. But we got to make it interesting. What can we do?
What can we do to give away the films we have in possession starring Trina Michaels?
Wacky stunt. Who's going to do a wacky stunt?
Anybody want to do a wacky stunt?
No one.
Wow, you people are really excited. Heat fan, by the way. This guy just escaped from Cuba.
Just so he could show up here.
Heat fan, do you watch the porno?
Doesn't.
I do.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Would you like to do like something maybe to earn a DVD by the lovely Trina
Michaels?
What
do I have to do? What is it? Like what?
I don't know.
Steal something from another booth?
Let's do it.
Ooh, I like that.
Form a sentence in English.
Oh, that's screwed up.
That was me.
Now, what can we have him do?
Come on.
Come on. Think about it.
Can we, we got to make him get something.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Retrieve something. But it's got to be something that'll work for us. Anyone have a thought? Anybody?
What the hell did you do?
What?
What are you suggesting getting blowjob? I don't know if he can. I don't want to see Heat Fan's garbage.
Oh, take off your pants and streak down.
Yeah.
A lap around the expo.
Lap around the expo.
A lap around the. Wearing your boxers.
Wearing your boxers.
With your boxers on.
Right here. And you go right from here and you run.
Just go around.
Drop them and you run.
You can run.
Come on,
you can run as fast as you want.
Come on, Heat Fan.
Come on.
We want Heat Fan to run around the expo in his boxers for
a lovely Trina Michaels DVD.
Come on, eat. I'm not that drunk yet.
No, he fin.
I'm not
he
that drunk yet.
Does anyone else want to take that challenge?
Yeah, anybody
up for that challenge?
Anyone up for that challenge? Running a lap around the expo with your boxers or in your boxers?
What about shirtless?
You might get thrown out, but you'll have a lovely prize.
Yeah, you have a lovely prize. Trina Michael here. By the way, Trina's here. By the way,
we're busy trying to make people do wacky stuff.
Come on,
podcasters just want to do anything crazy.
Where's Fat Kev? He'll do it.
Kev.
Fat Kev.
Gonna meet my,
you mean coffee?
You have to meet my my brother. He's an absolute monkey.
All right, so.
All right.
By the way, we want to bring over Mecca. Can somebody get me Mecca?
Yeah, can we get Mecca?
She wants to meet you. She is an amazing looking African American.
Kevin's missing.
Damn.
This is Mecca. Mecca, I'd like to introduce Trina Michaels. Can you two, like, figure something out and we'll watch?
Figure out what?
Together.
The keys in the room.
Uh-oh. Watch out now.
Hello.
Mecca, would you like to run around the expo naked for a Trina Michaels DVD?
Bottomless. Wow.
That means in like a bikini.
In a bikini? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could do that.
You do it?
Anybody got a bikini? Anybody got a bikini?
We're at a podcast expo.
Trina's got one in her car.
Wow.
What about a G-string?
It's a hat.
That'll
G-string,
work.
Can you do it?
A hat?
John brings a hat. Just cover it up. You're like, all right, let's go.
That'll work.
You guys are outrageous.
Would you do that?
I can't do
Boxer
that.
Shorts?
Oh, why not?
I can't do that.
All right, we're trying to give away these DVDs. Trina Michaels joining us, everybody. What?
Topless with bra?
Trina.
She's on
shirtless
the job.
Shirtless with bra. Shirtless with bra.
All right, Trina, have you ever worked with
You'll
ladies
do it
of
if
color?
I do it.
Yes.
I have.
Really?
Do you get a guarantee that I won't get kicked out of the expo?
I'm talking about porno. Shut up.
Uh-oh.
You like it?
It's all the same thing to me.
Whatever. It's all the same.
You guys are fun.
No, we're awful.
All right, we're trying to give away
the
DVD.
Here's a guy in boxers. Look, he's already in his boxers. What? Look at this guy.
This guy's wacky.
Look at this fucking guy.
We should make him run around
this
the
guy.
Expo.
This guy's got a camera and a microphone. He's doing
this
like
is the smidges
sort of
guy. I dig him, though. He's a good guy. I hung out with him last night.
Is he an attention whore?
Can you come here? They make video shows.
Things are just going off the chain.
Look at this.
We are doing a radio program. Trina Michaels here, adult film star.
Yes, we are destroying the expo. It's over.
Is it over?
It's done.
Hey, next year in Las Vegas, it'll be our hometown, man.
Ric Flair, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Rock, you know what?
I want to talk on your mic.
I don't even know what's going on. Do you know what's going on?
I don't know.
Channel 2 News. This is Channel 2 News with Fidgets, coming to you live from the Podcast Expo. Here's my correspondent right here. The news is sports news guy. Douche McGurkin here, reporting live for Smidgets.
Douche, how you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic.
You look great.
Yeah, you're doing me, I'm doing you. Yeah, thank you very much, sir. Back to you.
Hey, Douche, I didn't realize that porno was actually a sport, because I thought you guys were just a sports network.
Oh, it could be, sir.
Wow, that
it
bomb.
Gets very athletic sometimes.
I guess I haven't gotten out enough.
That guy just bombed.
You guys are wonderful. Thank you for letting us stop by.
No, you're
a party on. Vegas, thank you.
Yes.
Vegas, baby.
I'm very excited about it.
He's going to make us look like assholes in the show. Watch. He's going to make us look like complete assholes. No, don't do that.
He loves you now. He's going to slam you later.
You know, we're all dead. We're all dead in this show. Hi. They got a little camera. They're going to shoot a little video. This is called B-roll in the business. A little B-roll.
B-roll, hi.
A little B-roll. This
hi,
is a little
sir.
B-roll.
Hi, sir.
Best B-roll ever.
All right.
What
Trina
are you
Michaels.
About? Of course it's a sports. Cardio workout. Hello.
Thank
yes.
you. This is the show right here. Trina Michaels, beautiful lady.
Rock, let's do me a favor. We got to regroup. We want to talk to Trina.
All right, do a little
we'll
off air.
Take a break. Come back. We'll regroup. Figure out what the hell we're doing. Right. We got to give away these DVDs, people.
Yeah, lunaticradio.com from the Podcast Expo 2007. No one really cares. Be back after this.
Hey, this is Trina Michaels, and you're listening to lunaticradio.com.
It's lunaticradio.com.
We were talking about.
Yeah, I did.
Stop it. Yeah, it's okay.
We were talking about Wesley Autry, the guy who saved the dude in the subway this week in New York City.
Right.
By holding him underneath a train in a little trench there so the trains would go over. He saved the guy. Saved the guy's life.
Right.
Here we go. Reenactment.
kids, you know?
Hey, yo, I'm not getting bigger. No, you ain't gonna live no more bigger up over you, man.
That's the age, guy. Something say I won't see. Freighted, yeah, I did the same old thing.
There goes the train. The guy's continuing to have their conversation.
I'm not take TCP in, man.
Hey, you know what they say. See a broad to get that booty action.
Wow.
Leg her down or smack him, jack him.
Wow, that's amazing. They were talking about getting ass as the trains were going up, you know, right above them.
What else are you going to talk about?
They were laying in a, you know, water sewage that just, you know, lines in that trench on the train tracks, talking about getting ass as a train's just flying over. No problem.
No problem. Hey, your last moment of life, you might as well talk about sex.
So fucking calm. Wesley, underneath pressure, calm as something that's calm.
Cool as a cucumber?
Cool, yes. Cool.
No, cool.
No, cool.
Cool.
Why do I try to talk so fast? I always fuck.
See, you need to slow down.
It's all that dick sucking I do.
All right.
Kidding. Come on.
What am I trying, though, right?
I'm always the guy that takes the fucking jokes too far.
You're willing to try, though, right?
No, I'm not willing to try.
Yes, you are.
The day I put a cock in my mouth is the day I put a gun to my chin. I want to suck Bernard's cock. Right
Holy
afterwards.
Shit, sucking Jimmy Kinney's cock and feeling his balls.
Right afterwards, this happened. Game over after I suck cock.
Suck my Gartelli ass!
Right after that, gun to the head, pull trigger.
This show is only amusing to us, too.
I know. We're just making ourselves laugh.
Hey, this is Abson. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm sitting in a hot tub full of bubbles. And fucking awesome. Go fuck yourself.
It's lunaticradio.com. Make me feel fine.
Tiny bubble. Hey, everybody. We have this thing called the... message board? All right, the message board. So log on to lunaticradio.com, click on the message board, and join the message board, because it's a fun place to go when we don't have a show on live. So log on to the lunaticradio.com home site and check out the message board, the lunaticradio.com message board. It's a fun place for people to share stuff and porno and talk about the show and take shits and stuff. It's fun. So log on to the message board, everybody, located on the lunaticradio.com home site. Have fun. Okay?
It's lunaticradio.com.
Remember when you were a kid and played rock, paper, scissors? You don't remember rock, paper, scissors? You don't remember being a kid? Well, either case, we got news for you. You can now play rock, paper, scissors against people all around the world by listening to IT Radio at itradio.turkeyvan.com. What's even better than that? You can be IT Radio's RPS Intercontinental Champion.
Paper covers rock. Rock makes scissors. Scissors cut paper.
Send an email to title at turkeyvan.com with your five hand choices, and you can be the new IT Radio RPS Intercontinental Champion.
Warning, IT Radio is not suitable for children of all ages. This show includes dirty words, crude humor, sexual content, childish behaviors, and things we can't discuss legally in this promo. Check them out at itradio.turkeyvan.com.
And now back to the lunaticradio.com show. We suck.
Y'all crazy, bitch. Like, fuck so good, I'm out of it.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show broadcasting from Ontario, California, the New Media Expo. It's Kieran Rock. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. Joining us is the lovely adult film star, Trina Michaels. Trina Michaels, XXX.com, right?
Yes.
Everybody is taking pictures of Trina.
She is the show here at the Expo.
It's funny to watch people just walk by the booth and they're just like, you know, milling around like, oh, I've seen this exhibit. What the fuck is that? Trina, just stopping traffic.
Love it.
By the way, Ray, what is this? Some people have been coming by, I guess. I don't know why.
Because we're causing such a ruckus, all these other companies are stopping by wanting to get a piece of it. So they came over and dropped off some sort of rock hard.
Oh. Oh, hello.
Capsules. I have the capsules. I think you have the mixed drink.
Who wants to see me try it? Come on. you. Yeah, he's like, are you?
Don't dare rock it to get a hard on.
So apparently you take this about an hour before whatever you're going to do, and it's supposed to make you feel like you're 18 again.
18?
Nice.
Oh, am I really gonna
I don't want to be 18.
The drink is supposed to be faster, though.
For some reason, I shouldn't have to take pills to get a hard on next to Trina Michael.
Let me try the. I'll try the drink.
Give it a shot. You want to try it? What is the aphrodisiac?
I read it. The back said deer antler. It apparently makes you horny as hell.
Mm-hmm. I want to try. I'll try Trina. We'll try it together. I'll try the. We'll see what happens.
How about Rock and I give this a taste? And we'll
tell you what, you guys do that, and I'll do the pills since I got the pills given to me.
We're trying. Trying to work on Trina Michaels. Maybe trying to show her that we're cool and stuff.
I should just throw this out there that we may not be broadcasting all day. I'm getting reports from the booths around us that we're causing a bit of a ruckus.
Wah, wah.
So let's have fun while we can.
We have fun. They're going to shut us down. Chain of Michaels.
What does that mean? Why is it a bad thing?
Because people are coming
not
here.
Really. But
you know what? Everybody here is an attention whore, and we're stealing their attention.
Right.
Oh.
Pretty much that's it. Yeah.
Sad.
Raymond wanted to speak his mind.
Yeah.
Raymond, I got something important to say, and Kieran's like, nope, I got to talk.
Go ahead, Ray.
I have nothing else. Actually, give me the pills, and I'll take those, and you guys can do the drink.
All right, Ray's going to take a pill. I'm going
to
take a drink.
I have to take three pills.
I need some water.
You have to take all three of them.
Ray's taking the hard-on pills. I'm going to take the one. I'm taking,
you're taking the drink?
Trina's opening it up for me.
But I need water.
Right, give me that right there, Kieran.
You get the drink.
I'll
Trina's.
Let you have some of mine.
Host,
are you gonna
sip.
Take that or am I?
So I'm gonna stick this in here. Is that cool?
No. You don't put it in there.
Oh, dude,
put powder on your mouth, then you take a drink.
What?
See, I would have not thought.
So again, what is this product, Kieran?
You got boner pills.
Okay, this is from, it's an all-natural herbal aphrodisiac from BoomEnergy.com. It's called Boom Energy. And it's supposed to apparently put the boom back in your, I don't know.
Are you taking it or not?
That's fine.
Am I going to die, Ray? Do I take this?
I hope not.
It tastes like...
By the way, I just watched Trina open up the package. It was just like opening up a condom.
Type
thing. It was... Yeah. All right, I'm going to take this aphrodisiac thing.
It tastes like... Oh, Fat Kev's here.
Oh, wait, I need a drink to mix this with.
No, you take some... You put it in your mouth and you drink some water.
All right.
Trina, that's Fat Kev, Kieran's brother.
Cool.
Yeah, I know. So, sucks. There we go. All right, Kieran's taking it. Did you take a pill? Ray took the pill. Kieran and I had the supplement powder drink.
I guess. What am I doing?
Trina's like waiting for something. I love it. All right, so we'll...
Well, it says it takes 15
minutes. That was the best water I've had in a long time, I tell you.
It was fantastic. It was...
Trina gives good water. No, wait a minute.
By the way, can somebody get Trina another water? We just drank it.
I know, you guys...
All right.
So we're chilling at the New Media Expo with Trina Michaels, everybody.
Yeah.
Now people are filming us, which is great.
Oh, great.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, sir. What's your name? What do you do other than film hot porn stars? No?
The scary part is that's for his home collection. He's not even filming it for any company.
That's for his own personal.
Yeah. He likes his videos in high def.
Nice!
Do you know who Trina Michaels is?
No.
She is an adult film star. We like to call her an amusement park because she's got all the rides.
All the rides. That's right. You guys told me a theory on that.
Right. Love it. So are we going to get Fat Kev to do the thing?
I think we have a prize giveaway.
Yeah, Kieran.
We have a prize giveaway.
The DVD with Kev because Kev's here.
Now, Kev, my fat brother, where is he?
He was just here.
He didn't look very fat.
No, he's not very fat. I'm calling Fat Kev because he's cool to hang out with. It's like the Ebonic thing. All right, once somebody locates Fat Kev, we're going to have Kev jog a lap around the expo in his boxers.
He has agreed to take off the pants, leave the boxers on, and do a lap.
He's going
to
do a lap.
He's probably doing it right now just for fun.
For a video. He's warming up right now. He's running a warm-up lap.
For a...
stretching. He doesn't want to pull a hammy as he makes the corner.
All right. If Kev does this... You will get a DVD of Trina Michaels.
I got coffee. Ha ha, wink, wink.
All right, Trina Michaels, anything coming up? Like, anything you want to plug?
Anything coming up? Let's see.
Coming.
Coming. A couple things. Let's see. The movie that I directed just got released like last week.
Really?
So that's out.
What's that about?
Pick it up. It's called Dick Hunters.
Dick Hunters. I like it.
And it's kind of a reverse. You know all the reality stuff, the guys go out and pick up the girls.
Yeah.
Well, in my movie, the girls are going out and picking up the guys.
I like this.
Yeah. We're tired of all the same old talents, so we're looking for fresh, young new boys.
That's what I love about... by the way, someone's calling me.
It's probably Kev. No, I love it.
That's what I love.
Holy cow! That's a lot of dick...
So is this your first time directing?
Yes, it was my directorial debut.
Mm-hmm. Whoa!
Hopefully first of many.
Is it really hard to direct a porno?
You know, it's different. I've been on enough sets, so, you know, I have a pretty good idea what they're looking for, but it's definitely different, you know, you're in charge, so you got to make sure you're the one telling everybody, like, okay, this is what I need out of the scene, and do this and do that. It was fun, though.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you storyboard out the movies?
I have a rough outline. Like,
a little stick figures with Dick, and, you know, it goes here, the scene. And
you know, the worst part of it was having to sit there and watch all the other... I had one scene in the movie, but I had to, you know, obviously sit there and watch all the other ones.
Sure.
And all I could think about was, damn, I want to get in on this.
Nice. That's how you know you're in the industry.
Hell yeah. It was fun, though.
So the film is called Dick Hunters.
Yes.
And it comes out.
It's out.
It's out.
It just got released.
All right.
Oh, yes. Awesome.
I believe you. Well, what is this you just brought us here?
It's a movie called Ravenous.
Ravenous.
And it's all just dirty, hardcore.
Yeah. Do you remember all the films you've been in?
To some degree, like... Tell me something about it. You know, I don't know. I used to be really good at staying on top of my releases and stuff, and I kind of gave up after a while.
How many films total have you done?
Oh.
I really couldn't tell you. I stopped counting after like 250.
When we had her on the first time around, I counted like 200 and something.
All right, can we get
like why? All right, Fat Kev is here.
Seconds.
Yeah, we have a question to ask of you.
Nice.
Now... Kev.
What's up?
The lovely Trina Michaels, by the way.
Very, very sexy.
Fat Kev. Kev, now we're trying to give away the lovely DVDs Trina has brought for us.
Oh, sweet.
And we want somebody to do a wacky stunt. Now, we asked the people out here in the group in front of us, would one of them be willing to jog a lap around this convention center in their boxers?
Oh,
hold on.
He's raising his hand.
God.
He's raising his hand.
I don't even need Kev. Make sure. Come
back. That's your brother.
Come
he doesn't count. This
come
guy volunteered.
Here. Kev, go behind the table. Behind the table, please.
So Fat Kev is right now walking around the
Kev
table
is,
where he's going to disrobe, and then he's going to streak out.
Kev, all right.
As
Kev,
only Fat Kev could.
Kev just stripped down
Kev
to his boxer.
Off.
Go ahead, Kev. Go ahead.
You got to run a lap.
You got to run a lap around the convention center. For a Trina Michaels DVD, I'll give the choosing. You can either have Ravenous or Big Titty Christmas.
That's all right. Hey,
my fiance wants a DVD, by the way.
Okay.
All right, so go ahead, Kev.
Kev, take the lap, sir.
No, keep your shirt on, please.
He's going to fully disrobe. Wait, this is a...
Now go.
Ready?
All right. And go, Kev, go.
Take the lap.
Jog. You have to...
Anywhere.
It doesn't matter.
Around
the perimeter of the X-Men. There he goes.
Fat Kev's in his boxers.
And he's around the corner. He's coming around turn. He's coming around round two.
He's coming around turn four, everybody. Hopefully he pulls a Dale Earnhardt.
Oh, it's your brother, man.
Oh. There it is. Kev, give him a round.
I like my underwear.
Fat Kev just jogged around the expo. I love that I'm related to you.
Very light on his feet.
By the way,
he was graceful.
Like a gazelle, I tell you.
By the way, Fat Kev.
You had your shorts on for all we know. You know, it's all good.
Did you notice the size of my brother's hand? We're very tiny.
Yeah,
no, I wasn't listening.
Unbelievable.
I'm trying to be good.
All right, so which DVD do you want, Kev, of Trina Michaels?
Either one. It's for Lisa.
So, yeah, well, you can make this one like a nice little stocking stuffer for Christmas.
Trina, if someone wanted to look online at some of your stuff, do you have a website or anything available that they can pull up?
I do. I have my website, which is TrinaMichaelsXXX.com, and I'm on MySpace at MySpace.com/TrinaMichaelsXXX.
What do people get if they sign up for the Trina Michaels website? What do they get to see? Exclusive content?
Yes.
Wow.
naughty things.
You do great work, by the way.
Thank you.
Absolute monkey. He's been drinking since 8 this morning. Retarded. Trina Michaels joining us, everybody. TrinaMichaelsXXX.com. She's an adult film star. Everybody here at the New Media Expo is thrilled to see her here.
Your clit's pierced?
It is.
Holy cow.
Way to just bust that one out, Ron.
I just saw it. Look, it's right there. Look.
It's very widely displayed on the back of the box.
Yeah. Does...
You don't have to look at
it. It might just be because I'm looking at these, but I think the pills are starting to kick in, Rock.
Fucking A, man.
How long does it take to get used to, like, seeing yourself in photos?
The photos aren't that bad. I can't watch myself, though. It makes me laugh.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you criticize?
It makes me embarrassed.
Do you critique your performances or something like that?
Yeah, that's what I start doing. If I try to watch it, I'm like, oh, God, I can't believe I did that. Or, no,
really?
I should have been angled this way. Or, yeah.
That's interesting. She critiques herself like a performance. Like, I didn't suck that dick too good.
We should, I wonder if we should get John on from You Broadcast, because he hasn't had a chance. Maybe with Trina here.
I think that's an excellent idea. We'll have to hunt John down.
John from You Broadcast.
Want to get John air for a little bit. He's 30 minutes. He's like, once we're kicked out,
he wants the dust
I'll
clear.
Go on then.
Are you a married man, sir? So do you want to do a question and answer thing for Trina Michaels from the crowd? Anybody in the crowd? Got questions to ask
Jay
Trina Michaels?
Got questions.
Raymond, go ahead. Will you marry me?
Sure.
Whoa!
He has to run around naked, though.
Ah, he'll do that. He'll do that, no sweat. No problem. Exactly. Fat can't run naked all the time.
If we have any questions for Trina Michaels from the listening audience,
Jay does.
Feel free. Connecticut Jay raises his
hand. Jay, do you have a question?
Go ahead.
Oh.
No? You nervous?
Heathen, you got a question? No. You're not drunk enough, man.
This is Trina Michaels, people. Don't be scared. I'm a little petrified, but...
I think we got a question over here.
All right, cool. Okay, Brian.
How long have you been in the biz?
About 3.5 years.
Have you gotten over the nervousness of doing it in front of the camera?
I don't even know if I was really that nervous on my first scene, honestly. But, I still get nervous. Not all the time, but sometimes.
Is there any particular act, for lack of a better word, that's more difficult than others?
No, not really. You know, I think it's a good thing to still be nervous after so long, you know, because that means you're still, like, anxious and you want to do a good job, you know, so it's good.
Can you explain to me the Peter North deal? He's the guy who just can jizz for, like, hours.
I've never actually met him. I shot for his company twice, but I've never met him.
How does he do that? Does he, like, take some sort of, like, herbal...
Yeah, supposedly he came up with some, like, formula of things that you should eat or something like that makes it...
It is amazing what he can do. I mean, not like I'm digging here.
Yeah.
But it's just amazing what he can do. By the way, I wanted to ask you... There's a thing with Ron Jeremy now.
Okay.
Like, chicks don't want to bang Ron Jeremy.
Well, he's
the hedgehog. Old. Would you bang Ron Jeremy?
I've done a scene with him before.
She's banged Ron Jeremy.
Wow.
How was it? Like, how old was he? Recently?
No, it was probably like 2 years ago or something like that.
We got a question.
We got a question over here. What's your name?
My name's Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hello. Where from, Sean?
Kind of crude question. It's not really for regular airways, but does it feel good when your shit gets pushed in?
Does it feel good when you have anal sex?
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
I like it personally. But
yeah, okay. Anybody else got a question?
But I like it.
Jay here's got a question.
Funny way of asking that question.
Hi, guys. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
My question was this. Okay, now I know you spend a lot of time on camera getting fucked, but what do you do when you're not doing this? What is your hobby? What is your fun time? Do you like to go to roller coasters or collect cheetah pets?
She knits.
I'm actually kind of really boring. I'm not much of a party person. I'd much rather be on my couch chilling, watching TV on Friday night, you know? But you mentioned roller coasters. I love theme parks. They're fun.
Do you ever wake
up? Well, it's funny that you say roller coaster because that's how Kieran compares porn stars. He says you guys theme parks.
Right.
Very nice.
Tell me about that.
Do you ever, like, wake up and be like, hey, you know what? I don't want to go to fucking work today.
No.
You never get that?
No.
You love your job.
I I love my job.
Well, like, in a month, how many times do you work, though? Like,
well, it really just depends. Because I go on the road for dancing and stuff like that, okay. And I do other things besides just make films.
Oh, okay.
And then I also live up north by San Francisco, mm-hmm. So I go home, you know, about a week out of the month, so it's a little time off from here, but when I'm down here, I shoot maybe like 3 or 4 times a week.
Wow, 3 or 4 times a week.
Yes.
So you bang Ron Jeremy. I still can't get around
that.
Chicks do not want to bang him anymore.
Well,
he's like, you know what he's...
It's kind of half and half. Yeah, they don't want like to because he's old, but then a lot still do just because he's Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like banging a mascot. It really is. He's like the mascot of porn.
He is. That it.
Ron Jeremy.
Very true.
Anybody else got any questions for Trina Michael?
I got a question over here from Jenny.
Nice. Trina, when you're doing movies, do you prefer to work more with women or with men?
You know what? I like it when it's a two girls and one guy scene. Because then you have both, the best of both worlds.
True, true.
I don't get to do enough girl-girl scenes, though, honestly.
Okay.
I'd like to do more.
Okay, and the other question is, has there ever been anyone that you felt was too big? Like, that when they approached you and you never worked with them before and you went, Jesus, okay.
I didn't turn it down, but yeah, there are a couple that are really big.
Was Lex Steele one of them?
I worked with him. Yeah. I've worked
He's
with
our
bigger.
Idol. What bigger than Lex Steele?
Yeah, do you know who Shane Diesel is? Have you ever heard of him?
Shane Diesel?
Yeah. Bigger. Like, when you see Shane, like, the only thing I can think of is, like...
Like my arm?
It looks like a horse.
Like,
it's fucking huge.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. And,
hey, you're
but no, I love Lex. He's awesome.
Like, how many inches he's packing? What, 11? How many inches is this Diesel guy?
Yeah. Yeah, he's long, but he's, like, really thick.
Wow.
And then, you know what the funny part is, too? I take him better in the butt.
Really? Uh-huh. All right.
Yeah, you take it in the butt, and it comes out of your mouth.
Pretty much.
Unbelievable. You get impaled. What? You know, I would never want to... Would you want an 11-inch...
11-inch hammer? I don't know, because it seems like... Remember that the video we saw with, what's her name? Kerchang...
Carmella?
No, the one the video is the Kerchania chick. It was your house. The one you had. Forget it.
I don't even know. Thanks.
Well, she's that dude was like really in a huge cock, and they had to be like super careful.
Oh, right. The
Kerchanian?
Yeah. Well, who's the new hot chick? She's the daughter of that famous lawyer who passed away from the LG trial. Kim Kardashian. Thank you very much.
The booty?
Yeah. We downloaded the... she has a sex tape out. Yeah. And it turns out she's banging Ray J, who is the brother of the soul singer Brandy.
Oh, okay.
Ray J has a log.
Giganto.
It's just huge.
Yeah, so when he's banging it, like, it only goes in like a percentage of his whole count.
Yeah, it only goes in, like, lengthwise, it only goes in so far, you know?
You gotta be super careful during your porn scenes. I mean,
you know, it's cool too, because the guys that are really big like that, they're, you know, they're aggressive, but they make it look harder than it is, you know?
Oh, I see.
You know? It looks like it's really...
Right, it looks like they're really pounding you, but they're only like...
I mean, they are going at it hard, but, you know, it's not so hard that it's going
to kill. Did you ever have to tap out before? Or you were like, stop?
Yeah.
No, I never got to that
point.
Referee stoppage.
All right, so we're here. We're chilling out with Trina Michaels, everybody. Trina Michaels, XXX.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More Trina and Kieran Rock from the New Media Expo.
Woo!
Make some noise, everybody. All be arrested. Let's go.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Lunatic Radio and Jamie Kennedy go hand in hand. Jamie Kennedy jerks off on Lunatic Radio.
Nice.
Can you work that out for us? That'll be some radio gold.
that fat psycho stick. Wanna have sex?
No, you jerk!
Hi, I sing in a band. You want a glass of time?
I'd rather straddle a parking cow.
Hello, member of the female gender, which I have the utmost respect for. Might I inquire about your availability to dine out with me this fine evening?
Can I borrow a quarter to call my dying mother?
Shout out to all of our friends that are hanging out in the chat room enjoying the show. A lot of people.
Good.
Hello, Cockney Fireman, Don Postal, Kismet, Alpha the Mike, Bob Burke, Eric Scott, Rich Mahogany, Tim Stein,
Rich Mahogany,
Tonio, and a bunch of random Ustreamers that are hanging out with us.
Cool, man.
Shout out to Rich Mahogany.
Rich Mahogany, our boy.
Yeah. All right, a lot of pictures being taken of Trina Michaels.
Good.
She's a busy girl right now.
This is the show. We are here.
The other booze are peeking in. There's so much stuff going on here.
By the way,
they're jealous.
We took that aphrodisiac last segment, and I don't know what is it supposed to do for me.
I actually feel very flush.
How are you guys feeling?
And, I feel warm.
I feel very warm.
I feel warm right now.
I feel like I'm stoned. But I think I'm just
a very warm, fuzzy feeling, and yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah.
Partly due to the pills, partly to Trina.
Yeah, so Trina Michaels joining us. Yeah, you're very popular.
You are a popular lady.
Yeah. Thank you.
We got some 8x11s here. Now, what are we doing with these?
I don't know. I just brought them. I'll send them to you guys or
this is great.
Out or whatever.
I was giving out the postcards to random people, and they're just like just giant cans. Just being like, hello. I think I gave one to a kid.
Nice.
No, kidding.
Now, what were we going to do? We're going to do some giveaways. Raymond?
Oh, yeah, no, John. John from U Broadcast is going
to
come on.
Our buddy from U Broadcast has some prizes to give away.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's do that.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
How do you want to do this?
Well, you got some stuff, you were saying. You got some giveaways and what have you?
Good merchandise here. How do you want to do it? What do you want to do to the crowd here?
Well, let's whip something out. Other than your penis, John.
How about a Plantronics headset?
Whoa, Plantronics headset.
Plantronics headset. Now we got to do some. Who wants that?
And hat.
So
Plantronics hat.
So basically, if Kieran had this on while he's watching porn, he could still call me.
Basically,
and be like, yo, dude, check this out.
Yeah, I'm busy, Rock.
All right, so
Rock, I just wanted to call you to tell you I'm jacking. I'll be done in a couple minutes. See you later.
You can pick someone from the crowd.
All right, I think we're gonna do random giveaways. So
doing random giveaways.
Spot someone from the crowd.
Who?
How about this gentleman in the green shirt? Looking at
gentleman in the green shirt. How about the man in the Indian cap? He's a baseball fanatic.
But he asked you already.
All right,
we got other stuff. She's a very attractive lady.
All right.
But we got more stuff. We got more stuff, sir.
We have something really good coming up.
Yeah.
We're just doing giveaways.
We have wire.
We have a wire. Sorry.
No, that's an iPod interface.
Oh, right iPod there. Interface.
That is an iPod interface.
Does anybody have a use for an iPod interface?
Who wants an iPod interface?
Here.
Get it?
I got it.
All right, you got another headset coming at you.
Another headset. Plantronics enhanced multimedia headset. Internet chat, gaming, and music.
Sold to the man who's going to get swept in the first round of the playoffs.
Oh!
Indian. We're going down.
on, let's go Mets. Thank you. That's a... All right, go fuck yourself.
Oh, no, what? That's a nice guy.
No, because Jay said no to Mike Mets.
Oh.
Got one more.
One more. One more Plantronics.
One more giveaway.
Like I love the Mets, Adam. I love them.
The guy in the green, gal and the guy in the green shirt.
What? All right, guy in the gal in the green shirt.
The guy in the gal in the green shirt. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Woo! Relax, Deej. You'll get something. You'll get a hearty hug.
We give our listeners stuff.
Even though they don't know us. Lunatic Radio here. If you're going to take that, you got to take at least a sticker. You have to at least take a sticker. Hey, here's another one.
Trina Michaels is busy signing DVDs, taking pictures.
If you like porn, you'll like us.
The gentleman in the Indians cap, I want to ask him if he knows who Trina Michaels is.
What would you like to know about the Indians?
No.
They are going to lose the first round.
We're going all the way. It's our year. None of that nonsense.
No!
That checkbook World Series from the 90s does not count.
Saturday!
Wade Boggs is still sitting there counting his money. That should never have happened. It should never have been allowed.
Doesn't like the Yankees.
I like
By the way,
Joe, I like you.
For everybody with cable TV, Major League is on tonight on one of the cable channels.
Major League!
Oh!
We got sound files. Hold on.
Yes.
Oh,
what's your name, scumbag?
That's not
Let's
it.
Go Yankees!
We love that movie. What a great movie, right? One of the best comedies of all time, Major League.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Even Charlie Bob Costa said so.
Ricky Vaughn.
Ricky Vaughn. Wild Thing.
Yes.
This is a great movie.
Absolutely.
Well, league they pick you up from, California.
The only problem the Tribe ever had.
Yes.
From the moment that Jake opened up until that redhead hit Chuck Finley in the head with her Manola Blahnik, we were on top. He went out of rotation. We started losing. The thing fell apart. But we're back.
Dynamite.
Have you met Trina Michaels?
Have you ever hit a man in the head with a Manola Blahnik?
No.
Okay. Then she can stay.
Cleveland!
Cleveland rocks. That's what Drew Carey
says. I like that guy.
Thank you, sir. Congratulations on the free prize we gave him, right?
And that play could be a finalist in the Trojan.
Ray, did you have something you wanted to do this segment?
John, do we have more stuff? Let's give away. I got a rubber band that I tied in a knot.
You want to see how talented I am?
Yeah. Talent!
Uh-oh, here we go.
Trina Michaels joining us. We're just filling time. Everybody's just staring at Trina like it's a car wreck.
It's the boobs, you know.
But there's nothing wreck about it.
I'll say it again. Best booth at the convention this year.
Absolutely. So while she's fussing with that, Ray, let's get John on just to talk about you broadcast real quickly. A little something-something. Because we love John. He's adorable.
Hey, thanks, buddy. You guys sound good, too.
I think he's starting to feel the effects of his little powder drink. He's leaning on me over here.
I was just breathing on him.
Fucking missing out on the fun.
Yeah.
So, John, what talk about your broadcast.
What do you want to know, buddy?
You Broadcast lets anyone host their own live radio show on the internet, and basically free and easy to use. So anybody out there who's not on the radio, you can do what these guys are doing.
Now let me ask you, You Broadcast is a great now, John. How are we doing? Are we doing all right?
You guys are doing good.
We're doing good.
Definitely the busiest fun booth in the whole convention here. So
are you
going to
cut like several ties after this broadcast ends at 3:00?
Pretty much. This is the last year for You Broadcast. Good work. No.
Wow.
There's no such thing as bad publicity, right?
That's amazing. Show the crowd.
Wow.
Gotta love porn stars. They're talented.
Sweet.
I made a star instead of a star out
That's
of the rubber band.
Wow.
Very
yes.
nice.
So I'm proud of myself. Yay. Yes.
Trina Michaels joining us. She's got she just directed her first porn film.
That's it.
Called Dick Hunters, coming out soon.
No, it's released. It's
out already.
John, how do you feel about Dick Hunters?
I haven't seen that one yet, but
you should check it out.
Be in the rotation.
Awesome.
Let's
see what else is coming out. I'm in a movie called Upload from Sexy Pictures.
Whoa!
Upload. See for the podcast.
Upload.
There you go.
Upload. She's in a movie called Upload. All right.
That'll look next
I get
time.
It.
Go fuck yourselves.
It's their big feature movie of the year, and I'll actually be signing for them in Vegas, Caribbean. it was cool. I got to, little quiet, shy me got to yell at somebody, so it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
I got to test my acting skills. So that got released yesterday. AVN nominations should be coming out any day soon, so cross your fingers.
Yes, cross your fingers for AVN nominations. Now it's a big deal to get nominated for AVN, isn't it?
It is, it is. I've been fortunate enough to be nominated for a couple things, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't won, but that's okay, because I can still appreciate the fact that out of all the girls that could have been on that list, I still got to be on it.
Now, do like people campaign?
Yeah,
like actors campaign to win the Oscar?
Well, I mean, you can nominate your own scenes and stuff like that. So.
Uh-huh. But do people, I mean, as far as, like, say you were nominated, would you, like, campaign to win? Like, winning isn't really important for your career? Or no?
I don't know what... I know, like, the bigger companies, like, you know, Vivid and Wicked, they put in a lot of money, so they kind of win a lot.
You know what?
But, you know, that's all right. That's cool.
You know what I've been a huge fan on, and I've seen you in a couple of... I guess, I don't know what it is, internet websites. Naughty America.
Yes.
I am a huge fan
love
of Naughty
them.
America. Now, and they just have so much to offer.
They do. They're fun. They're great to work for.
And then how do you, I mean, how do you hook that up? That way, did they just hire you? Or are you going
to
audition?
Oh, yeah, they just hired me. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Those guys are millionaires, aren't they?
I know. It's crazy.
I think I saw them on 60 Minutes.
Stop.
Yeah, they're on 60 Minutes.
Wow.
Naughty America. God, I love Naughty America.
Yeah, they have some pretty cool things.
Are you going to be doing anything with them, like, soon? You know what's one you should do?
I don't know.
You should do the, what's the one I love? Oh, the Housewives One-on-One.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Mm. I'm a fan of the Office series.
I'm all about the
role-playing. I've done the Office one.
I like the Office series.
That's why I love Naughty America so much. It's all like, it's like role-playing. It's like the scenes, like... they have one that's like my friend's hot mom.
Yeah.
And the kid goes over.
My sister's hot friend. I've done that one before.
Yeah, my sister's
hot
friend.
I've done Naughty Office. I shot for them a couple months ago, so I don't know how soon I'll be shooting for them again. But.
Really? They just roll this stuff out. They just found it out. Yeah. Thank you, sir, for the sound effects.
Nice.
So for those new people here, yes, we talk about porn and what we masturbate to every night. Thank you. We have no problems with that.
Right. By the way, Jen, our Asian sensation, is wearing a t-shirt that says Podcasting Sucks.
I like that. What does the shirt say? Oh, you can't read.
By the way, Trina was also on. You did that Stern show.
You guys got
right?
a masturbation shirt.
Yeah.
How was that?
I did a show.
All right, you did.
That was cool.
We talked about this last time you came on. You had to do some like sort of game show thing.
Yes.
Right?
Here, look at that shirt. Thanks, masturbation.
Thanks, masturbation.
That's our kind of people.
That? Can we talk to that guy?
Can you come here for a second, sir?
Because he might have masturbated.
Don't get nervous. Come on. We won't bite.
There's a guy wearing a shirt.
Hi.
Is that your husband wearing the masturbation shirt?
No, that's the director of the show I'm on. Nice.
Directors?
What show is this?
He's the director. Midwest Teen Sex Show.
Midwest Teen Sex?
Midwest Teen Sex Show.
Already.
Sounds
sex
dirty, acts classy.
And now, is that a podcast? Video podcast?
It's a video podcast. We talk to teenagers about sex in a frank way.
In the Midwest.
It's funny.
In the Midwest.
Yes, that's where I'm at, is in the Midwest.
So how come you limit it to just the Midwest?
Well, anyone can watch it. Midwest is just a really funny name. Mm-hmm. Like, that's catchy, right?
Yeah.
Now, why?
It makes it sound more dirty, because...
Yeah,
like,
it does. Like, we're dirtier in the Midwest.
Yeah.
I get it. More fields and cows.
Sex.
Are you girls dirty? Like, the Midwest people dirty?
Are they dirty?
Can you say the word football for me?
Football.
Oh, I love you.
Let's see.
I love
that
you.
Works.
I love when Southern girls
say
the word
taking
football.
Whoa, candy and running.
Show.
Yeah.
So it's an educational show.
Yeah.
It's mostly entertainment. There is some education to it as well.
Entertainment.
Mostly entertainment.
Right.
It's jokes.
Now why is that guy wearing a shirt that says thanks masturbation? Is he
Our
like
very
a chronic
first episode was the female masturbation episode.
Uh-huh. And then what was that about?
Vagina. I mean, it sounds misleading, but really it was just about female masturbation. And one of the jokes that I made was that masturbation was the anti-drug. So Brittany
like
Barber
it.
Then turns and says, thanks, masturbation.
Gotcha. So instead of doing drugs, you jack.
Yeah.
Now, what
you
website?
You need to be cutting, snorting. No,
sure. No, I understand.
Masturbate.
That's,
okay, cool. You masturbate
like
a lot?
That.
You still
the
masturbate?
The website is.
Oh, yeah, websites. You got to do a plug here. And
go ahead.
The website is www.midwestteensexshow.com.
Right. So okay. you guys, so wait, real quick, you guys are all for porn then?
We're what?
You're all for porn then, because
all
that,
for porn. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I like you people.
Woo, porn.
Vote porn.
Vote porn. Vote porn. And I hear you. What party's that in? Come on, joke.
God damn it, kid.
Trina's boobs are just sucking thoughts out of my head. They still are.
It's weird. I want to suck them. See how that works?
Now, you know, I took the aphrodisiac.
They're kind of bruised up, actually, from my scene from yesterday.
Bruised up?
You
what happened?
Look, see right there.
Wait, I can't see.
Ow, somebody bite you?
Whoa.
No, they got smacked around a lot. I did a... I'm sorry? Oh, I know. They need a kiss.
Oh. He nuzzled in there. He, like, kind of...
I tell you what, this aphrodisiac table...
I was shooting the Violation of Trina Michaels yesterday. It's an all-girl movie, yes. And like the whole point of it is like six girls basically
right,
rape
violate you.
So you know what? It's actually going to come out really cool.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Timely sound effects over there.
Way to go, Fred.
That guy's got timing of cancer. All right, Trina Michaels. Yeah, so what was I just going to say?
The Violation.
Boob just sucked up the
Violation series is quite a fun one. I saw the one with Aurora Snow, I believe it was. Mm. Yeah. Baseball bats. Those things are fun. Those are good times.
Yeah.
What was the setup for this one?
My setup was I was like a Britney Spears, Paris Hilton kind of girl.
Okay. Mm.
And the paparazzi catch me by my pool, like drinking and engaging in lesbian activities.
Nice.
So I had, you know, it was a one-on-one girl scene with her, and then we did some little shots of like me coming out of the restaurant and all the paparazzi girls taking pictures of me and like, you know, and I'm like trying to hide my face and stuff. And then I'm outside in the backyard talking on the phone. I see two of them, and I just get pissed and go run after them and beat them up with the umbrella. And so, you know,
the paparazzi
are retaliating, and they break into my house and fuck me up.
Hilarity ensues.
Nice.
Oh, yes.
And they get
it was
frisky.
It was cool.
I enjoy that. I enjoy that. The friskiness and sex, right?
Sure, why not? Especially when there's
frisky.
Six other girls involved.
Is that what you do?
Cool.
Do you get frisky in your private life? Or
it's a fine frisky.
Like frisky, like as far as when you have sex, do you get like, you talk
objects?
Dirty. You talk dirty things.
Oh, like that. Objects? No, not really.
No objects. No extra objects.
It's kind of scary. We were using like wine bottles yesterday.
No way. Personal life using wine bottles.
No, yesterday.
On the shoot.
Yeah.
No. Like, wow.
No, I haven't ever done that at home. No.
Wine bottles. I'm assuming the thin end.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm crazy. I'm not that crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
Wine bottles.
Yeah.
Like that. Right, you like wine bottle sex?
Watch that one.
I'm getting lightheaded over here, so I can't really.
Right, now, how
With
is
all the blood rushing somewhere else?
Do you have, you took the boner pills. So how's that working out for you?
I did, and that's one of the reasons why I'm...
Standing very close to the table.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ray, our boss, cannot move from the table because he's got a hard-on.
I think I should go inspect. Should I go inspect?
Good job, Ray.
Congratulations, Raymond. Viagra.
It's not Viagra.
Well,
uh-oh, wait, Trina's getting up.
Oh, Ray's... All right, he is married. So is Trina, though. Right. Do you have... Do you?
I'm a respectable man.
Yeah, just go
and I know the wife will one day be seeing something like this on
damn.
On
meanwhile, Ray's going to run to the bathroom right now.
And I'll be right back.
He's going to need that thanks masturbation.
So is he?
Yeah, right, exactly.
He is he's fully aroused.
Yes, very nice.
Congratulations on the boner, Ray.
Yeah, you're the big winner today.
Ray wins. Congratulations on Ray's boner.
Ray gets the boner.
We should get the other movie then.
Ray 1, Rocket 0.
That's true. Now, give me some time, sir.
Yeah.
I come in the late innings.
Hello? I think for that check, though, she should have a TPX shirt.
Yes, TPX
yes.
shirt. Go ahead. There you go.
Here you go. You get a TPX shirt.
This is a shirt for you. All right, we're chilling out with Trina Michaels, everybody.
Should I put it on so we stop getting in trouble?
Don't worry about trouble. Fuck trouble.
We'll take a break, our final break, right, Ron?
Yeah, sure.
We'll come back. We'll finish up the radio show.
We still got to get Jenny on.
We got to talk to Jenny Blowjob, our famous booking girl, who is intoxicated probably.
Oh, yeah.
So
before you jump to break, I want to make sure that we mention that we are broadcasting on both TPS Radio, our sports station, and on TPX Radio, the comedy station, and appreciate that. Everyone that's tuned in for this weekend, thanks, everyone.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I'm high. Are we going to get drunk after this?
It's gotten hot in here today.
We'll take a break, everybody. Come back. Finish up the LunaticRadio.com show right after this. Thank you so much.
Lunatic Radio.
I'm calling to let you know that I will never do the show again.
Yes!
All right.
Yes! Alienating people since 1979.
No, that's a good segue because I have audio of a guy living up to the surfer horrible. Stereotype.
Oh, those guys.
What's the stereotype of a surfer?
Dude, gnarly.
Stoner.
Bra.
Yeah.
Mondo Pipeline.
Mondo. Right. Mondo Pipeline?
Mondo.
Spicoli. Exactly.
Gnarly.
Think Spicoli.
Exactly.
Hey, bud.
Buddy.
So here we go. Here's a news reporter, I guess, talking to a surfer about the waves created by a storm that hit L.A.
Oh, great.
L.A.
But the park is still flooded, so you'll see kids out there again.
Some of those kids today will be my co-hosts.
It's just like, dude, you get the best barrels ever, dude. Just like, you pull in, and you just get spit right out of them, and you just drop in and just smack the lip, whoop back, drop down, snap, ah! And then after that, you just drop in, just ride the barrel and get pitted, so pitted like that.
I understood what he was talking about. He made perfect sense.
I like the sound effects. Whoop-ha!
The wave bra was like, whoop-ha!
It's a good way to describe something.
The sun was so blare, it was like, wow.
What?
I went in, it was like,
but the park is still flooded, so you'll see kids out there again.
Some of those kids today will be my co-hosts.
It's just like, dude, you get the best barrels ever, dude. Just like, you pull in, and you just get spit right out of them, and you just drop in and just...
All right, I got a game.
Oh, games. I like
Let's
games.
Let's make up our own sound effects to his explanation of a wave or dropping into a wave. Here we go.
Dude, you get the best barrels ever, dude. Just like you pull in and you just get spit right out of them. And you just drop in and just smack the lip. Whoop back. Drop down. Snap. Ah! And then after that, you just drop in. Just drop the barrel and get pitted. So pitted like that.
The guy does it himself. He can't outdo that.
The only thing I got is you get spit out.
I came out all like, and then we went back in, and it was all like, and then we were just like rolling around, and we went, and then when it got spit out, it went,
rag him, rag him, rag, rag ball. Allah!
Thank you, I'm done!
Going
that was
home.
Great, right. High five.
Yeah, you win.
Oh, bravo, Rock, that was good. That was great.
You're listening to a future Marconi Award winner.
Any chick that calls me bite size and wants to beat me up, I'm totally into.
Jerry McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then You Broadcast is for you. You Broadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the You Broadcast Player. The You Broadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the You Broadcast Station Manager. The You Broadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to youbroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.youbroadcast.com.
Hey everybody, it's the CEO here. So you're looking for some Lunatic Radio threads? Maybe a t-shirt or a mug or maybe that G-string for the little lady? Go over to LunaticRadio.com lunaticradio.com/swag and pick some stuff up. It's lunaticradio.com/SWAG. Pick some stuff up, buy it, you know, whatever. That's lunaticradio.com/swag.
And now back to the show, lunaticradio.com.
LunaticRadio.com show, Ontario, California, New Media Expo. Kieran Rock chilling out. Trina Michaels still hanging out with us. By the way, give it a round of applause for Trina Michaels, by the way.
Trina!
And her two friends. I had one goal in this last segment that we're doing, Rock and I are taking pictures as we do the radio program. By the way, everybody say hello to Mecca across the way.
I just made my
millennium. Damn, I guess those drinks really did work, huh?
These aphrodisiac things are really throwing me for a loop.
I gotta go back.
I'm going to the website right after the show.
How long
more.
Is this supposed to work?
Like, holy. I don't know. It's like weed.
Does that help?
Oh, frisky.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Anyway, I want to feed you a Kit Kat.
Okay.
Anybody want to see me feed Trina a Kit Kat?
I certainly do.
All right.
I want it.
I just want to do it. This is self-serving radio right now. By the way, Jenny Blowjob joining us.
You are gorgeous.
Finally. Where
have
you been all day?
Do you have a nice view there?
I was sucking cock. Sorry.
All right.
Look at
Oh
my God, folks, if you could see what I just saw, I think Karen just had one.
Holy crap!
I am now quitting radio.
You're done! You made it! You made it!
Thank you so much.
Wow.
I think Kieran officially wins this weekend.
I don't know. I actually enjoyed that.
I
enjoyed that, too.
Trina was just about to say something. I just got lost. What were you saying?
I said you are on radio, so nobody knows what I just did.
Right. We just kissed.
I saw the kiss. It was pretty hot.
There was a Kit Kat in between us, though.
Right, it was a Kit Kat in between.
She had to use... He can't. If you could see what I'm seeing, he is so overwhelmed right now. It is unbelievable. He's even got a little drool.
If my dick could give the touchdown symbol, it would. That's what's happening. Trina Michaels joining us. Anybody got any questions for Trina Michaels? She just directed her first porno.
I need to take a break.
What have we learned with Trina Michaels? She has some pictures here we can sign for people.
I could stare at her for hours.
And we're joined in by Jenny Blowjob. By the way, Jenny, we've never had you on the radio program, like, face-to-face.
Yeah, we did last year. I just didn't want to be on there.
I don't remember.
Sorry. I was there, though.
What happened to Carmella Bing?
Carmella Bing was a no-show because she wasn't getting paid, and I don't care if I bag her on the air, because fuck her.
Wow. Well, she's a nice person.
She's nice. It's just, this was fun. The lovely Trina Michaels just said yes from the get-go.
Yes.
Never had any problems, because she's wonderful.
I think I asked if I could come.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. And if she would have, said, hey, Jenny, you know, I it's not, whatever, pay me. I would have said, okay, well, then don't bother. And Carmella never made any mention of that. So, you know, whatever. Hag.
Yes.
Angry.
Well,
sorry.
Can you tell?
Carmella's a very nice person.
She is a nice person. She is a nice person. It's just...
Rocket, you got
addicted to the root.
By the way, my co-host is pretty much...
What?
Hi. Yeah.
I am in a perfect spot. Yeah. I am solid right now. Yeah, never mind.
Are you rock solid, Rocket?
Oh, hello.
You got to do a lot of thank yous before we get the radio today.
Womp womp.
Ray, we got a bunch of thank yous to plug. Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Welcome back, Ray.
Yes, thanks to our partners here, You Broadcast, for partnering up with us and helping us with the booth. We wouldn't be here without them.
Love them. Woo!
Let's hear it.
Audio, yeah, You Broadcast.
Our audience of like four
hugs,
people.
Hugs all the way around. Also, some of our shows that were nice enough to help out in some way of getting us here.
Yes.
Including Bob Merck with The Shift. Yeah.
Things are being given away.
The guys from the Three Wise and Pro Bodybuilding Weekly helped us get here. And the guys from the Poorhouse Bistro gave us shirts and a bunch of money to help us get here. So we appreciate that, and we want to give these away as well.
Poorhouse! Woo!
Poorhouse Bistro, some of the best New Orleans-style food you'll find in San Jose.
All in all, it's been a great time here at the Expo, right? We're having a good time?
This every day.
Are we having a good time?
I'll say it again. We're the best thing here.
We're the best thing here. At this Expo.
Thanks for having me.
For those here in the audience, please take a flyer, I guess.
Take the flyers. There's a bunch of stuff here for Trina and Lunatic Radio and you broadcast. So please
Did
grab one.
Just pull that out of?
He had his pants.
That's how I was hiding something.
And thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Ray.
TPS Radio.
And thank you. Like
always a pleasure, guy. And thanks to Boom Energy, yes.
Thanks to Boom Energy.
And I would like to thank Jenny Blowjob for bringing Trina Michaels to the podcast convention.
Jenny, wonderful.
Great job by Jenny for...
Not only a good cocksucker. Sorry who I offended.
I love Jenny because she plugs herself.
Jenny's awesome.
She makes me wish I had a cock so I could find out how good she is.
Oh, I am that good, honey. You don't need a cock. Trust me.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to make out with Trina Michaels.
Oh, can I watch?
Can I have a Kit Kat?
I want to watch. I want to watch that.
So you're a girl, so you don't have to have a Kit Kat.
Your hair smells nice.
Oh, fuck. Can I get a kiss then?
Jenny's going to make out with Trina Michaels.
Oh, look at this.
I have quit radio. See that?
The guys from the booths behind us are peeking through the curtain so they can check out us.
Fucking perverts back there.
Yeah, the guys, there's a booth behind us peeking through. This guy's masturbating behind the curtain.
I didn't need a Kit Kat, Karen.
Hey, titties get you everything.
Exactly. They're better than American Express. I'd only come without them ever.
Oh, yeah.
Right. All right, so let's wrap up the broadcast. Trina, thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you for having me.
Let's let our listeners know what's going to be happening tomorrow here at the convention as well. Today was a half day. We had sports this morning. Lunatic Radio here this afternoon. We're going to kind of mix it up tomorrow as well. We'll be done probably around 12:30 or 1. And we hope to see you guys all out here and come join us online. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. TPSradio.net and TPXradio.com.
All right, that's it.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Thank you. Signing off. Good night. Party at the Doubletree. That's what I heard in the presidential suite at 9.
Remember when we had Trina Michaels on?
Yeah, remember when we had
Yeah.
That was a good time. Remember when we were at the Expo?
Let's reminisce.
Remember when I had a little stiffy?
A little stiffy?
A little bit.
What are you, 9? I can't think.
From what I've heard about Rocket, though, he's hung like a baby's arm with a hole in an apple.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure it took him a minute to get it, though. Did it work? Did this work?
I think so.
We're all like lovey-dovey.
Yes.
Boom Energy. We're going to plug Boom.
I wish Trina could stand in front of me for the rest of my life. It would be perfect. Holy crap.
I really appreciate that this table is about waist high.
I'm on the radio.
The wrong day to wear boxers, I think.
You want to talk to Trina Michaels? She's a porn star.
Who's this?
My buddy Paul Bob.
All right, Paul Bob. So it's been fun, folks. Thanks for listening in.
We love you.
Later.
Peace. All right,
everybody. Catch you next week. Back in New York.
Please go. New York.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you, your broadcast. I love you, John.
Thank you, Raymond. Thank you, Trina. TrinaMichaels.com. TrinaMichaelsXXX.com.
Checking out the
the show. Now, we never expect anything from the listeners except to simply listen, but if you send your computer board or something, help spread the word on lunaticradio.com. Now, you might be asking, well, what can I do? Let's say you have a MySpace page or a website. Head on over to lunaticradio.com/promotions and get the code for one of our banners. Maybe you're a user of dig.com. Now that they have a podcast section, we are on it. Do a search in the podcast section for Lunatic Radio and dig us. Or if you use iTunes, subscribe to the show. The bottom line is, we appreciate any help that the listeners give in helping spread the word of lunaticradio.com. Tell your friends, find a website to vote for us, Google us, whatever. Just help spread the word. We really appreciate it. And as always, go to the Lunatic Radio message board at lunaticradio.com/board, or go to our MySpace page at myspace.com/lunaticradio and find out all the information you need in helping support the show. We want to take over the internet. Not really. We suck.